I thought I'd try it for a while. As far as the diet goes, just drink nothing but 100% juice.
I'm telling you, you need to be careful.
What? Yes.
You need to be careful. But okay, when you say 100% juice, what exactly do you mean by that? Do you mean like when you go to the store and it says 100% juice on the label?
Not from concentrate.
Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. All that is a bunch of BS. And I noticed you one day drinking a brand of juice. I don't want to say the name, but it has, it claims to be 100% fruit and everything else. No, 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 no. All the labels that say that, it's not true. It's not true. Don't believe it. Don't. Either do it yourself.
First of all,
or don't buy it at all.
I'm not doing it. Dan just sent me an email. He goes, ask Chloe about 100% juice. I dare you.
No.
What is your thing?
Well, people that put the companies that put the labels on the front that says 100% juice when it's not like 100% juice, and it's just deceiving labels, and it just pisses me off.
Well, if it's not 100% juice, what is it?
It is, but it's not the juice that it claims to be. It's in the front of it. For instance, some products will say, hey, pomegranate and blueberry.
Then it's probably got apple in it. And
exactly, yeah, exactly. It's like fruit cocktail juice that's
I mean, the flavor, you know, comes from whatever the fruit is on the label.
Right.
I think apple juice is just really cheap, and that's why he uses it as filler.
Mm-hmm. And,
when did you have this big epiphany? You hate 100% juice.
Because it just seems to be more prominent now, and there's more products coming out, and it's just, hey, we can get away with this and totally deceive, you know, the consumer.
Well, it is 100% juice. It's just not all pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they put pomegranate. Yeah, and it's like the 10th listing on the label on the back.
Oh, pomegranate on pomegranate juice?
Yeah, exactly. That's you.
Dan, I need to adjust your camera. You going to sit or stand today?
Stand.
Okay.
You feeling good?
Lying asses. You know, it's just like going... But yeah, that's not fair. That's not cool.
It also didn't help that Chloe was watching. He clearly felt this way before today, but it was a segment on Dr. Oz about what's in food labels, or at least in juices. And it was like, because Chloe's not big into sports, but it was like Chloe watching a Super Bowl that his team was playing, and he's yelling at the TV. He's like, yeah, yeah, they F you around, yeah.
Oh, Larry North doesn't like Dr. Oz at all. I don't know if because he's Dr. Oz has endorsed things that Larry doesn't believe in.
I think that may be part of it. I also know that his name has been attached to some herbal thing that's supposed to help lose weight or something like that, and it's been flying around social media, especially Twitter, for a while now. And I think at one point he was even asked about it in front of Congress.
All right, let me ask. I'm going to guess the answer is yes. Is he a real medical doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Because Dr. Laura, who is a doctor, but her degree isn't in psychology.
Right.
She's like a doctor of ology.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's almost like there should be some sort of higher designation, some higher status.
Sorry, just looking at my camera shot.
Are you okay?
Looks like I went too dark on my hair today.
I think it looks fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too dark because, you know, it's like you see old guys.
I know that guy. I see him in the gym every day.
Because, you know, in my 20s and 30s, my hair was dark brown almost to the point of black.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can get away with dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No, it looks fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it looked bad, I think we would all just be trying to avoid itty.
Yeah.
Looking at you at all.
Like, hey, how about them sport teams?
Hey, juice. Man, I sure hate juice.
Hey, the deflate gate, that thing's still going on. The f*** you do to your hair?
No, I've seen those guys on a fairly regular basis, and it'll be jet black, and even if that was their natural color, like you said, Russ, you know, 20 years ago, it don't look it when everything starts to sag and wrinkle.
Yeah. And especially there's some old guy on, we'll say MSNBC, I don't know, old. He's got to be in his mid-60s. Hair, jet black, sun. He don't get none of it. It almost looks like they had just, he gets everything done by a, it's people at the funeral home.
A mortician?
Yeah. It looks like who does his makeup and his hair. Because every time I see him, I went, well, he looks so natural.
Find the hair color called jet.
There have actually been very few times I've been at an open casket funeral and thought, oh, looks good.
For dead?
Yeah. Like, there was one time I actually thought, looks better than I thought. But that was from someone who had died in a horrific accident, and they chose an open casket, which I was already stunned by. And
decent looking?
For what it could have looked like hours before, pretty darn good.
Okay, when I die, what are you guys going to bury me in? I know what the station wants to do.
What do they want to do?
Well, they just want to throw me in a big hefty bag and write Basur and throw it in the break room.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
The fact they won't.
If anything, they'll put you in one of those glass coffins, stick you in the lobby, and tell people to come pay their respects. And they'll sell ad space on the side.
Mm-hmm. Put you on one of those turning ones.
It's a lazy rest.
Where they get double the ad space.
Well, it's up to you. If you want it to be. Well, how do you want to be?
I don't.
Do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated?
Dress me up like they did my mugshot. Who cares?
I'm not going to send you into the whatever.
Afterlife.
With an orange and white prison suit.
Yeah, get to the side. Those mother...
Yeah, I'd rather bury you in something that you'd be comfortable in, like a police T-shirt and jeans.
That would be appropriate.
The only problem is going to be, which department's going to get it? I know which one ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
So, how did you know about Chloe and his whole juice thing?
I was getting my lunch out of the fridge on his desk, and he was glued to the TV where Dr. Oz was talking about 100% juice labels, and he's just talking to the TV.
And how did you realize that these juices weren't... They're 100% juice, just not the juice that you want.
Yeah, not the juice that that's on the front label of the deal. And here's what Dan said. Dan goes, well, you need to read the back labels. Yes, that's true. So what... By the standards, you could put anything on the front label that you want to. You could put this cures cancer, as long as you put on the back of it that it doesn't. Or not really. Or may not.
And this is how I ended up down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Because I said, why are you making a big deal to the TV? Why is it a big deal? Oh, my God. Someone forced you to read the back of the label as opposed to trusting the front of it. And he started spinning.
Yes. It's just BS.
Do you drink a lot of juice?
Sometimes.
Well, what the f*** do you care then?
Because it's...
If it was part of your daily regimen, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've been drinking juice for a few years, thinking, hey, I'm doing healthy, I'm drinking 100% juice, and then you realize it's some kind of scam, I can see that.
Well, I know that it's always been a scam, but it seems more prevalent now that people are getting away with it, and they're putting pictures of, like, you know, beautiful meadows and all that stuff, and all this marketing is just totally deceiving, and it's BS. It's out of control.
Or are you going to start some campaign?
I don't know. I'm just
start protesting it from the grocery stores?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I had enough energy, maybe, but no.
Hunt down those two Ocean Spray cranberry guys?
Maybe.
And then just juice your own stuff.
No, and I do that as well. I just think it's BS. You got to go to the store and you got to read all. You got to spend all this time reading the back of the labels just to see how bad they're lying on the front and trying to deceive you on the front of the label.
I don't care what I buy. I always look at the label,
mm-hmm.
Even if it's something I purchased before. Through whatever, always look on the back. How many carbs? How much fat? How much saturated fat? Sodium? I don't give a rat's ass about. I can't give up everything.
No.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to the stores. I'm just gonna turn all the labels around. Go to every store, And everybody start doing it out there. Just turn it around where everybody can see the back of the label. So the front fancy, hey, buy me label.
They're going to kick you out.
Okay. So on your list now, it's cheese on your burger when you don't ask for it. Mm-hmm. And now 100% juice that's not the juice you think you're buying.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, have you looked at any thing that says 100% apple juice and looked at the label? Because chances are that's probably 100% apple juice.
Yeah.
Because that's what they seem to do is use apple juice as a filler.
Yeah, then they'll just put enough to get the flavor of the blueberry pomegranate.
Yes,
whatever.
Because they've discovered that apple juice and kind of mixes almost with anything. Because you could mix like celery and some other kind of regular vegetables and then put apple juice and it tastes good. It makes everything taste good.
You want him to say it again?
Vegetables.
One more time.
Vegetables.
I lied. One more.
Vegetables.
Well, hang on. I got to think how to say it. Vegetables.
Yeah.
Well, technically he's pronouncing it.
He is. It's just that you don't hear it so proper anymore.
Vegetables.
I love my vegetables.
Especially arugula. It's a vegetable.
We just need to get him a shiny suit.
Pick up chicks in the frozen section. All this stuff could melt.
Oh. You shouldn't be in here.
I'll be damned. Kenzie actually came over yesterday. You know, we were talking about just watching movies and I would
really
cook and yeah.
I'm actually more surprised about this than any closed juice debacle.
You're lying. I don't believe that you actually came over. Like, was she on time?
We didn't decide on a time. Oh. I came up to the station Saturday, and I know I need to stop because normally when I come up here and stay for a long time, I end up being sick the next week. I was just going through my external hard drive looking for stuff. I actually found a video. Anyway, I was up here till like 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
It got to be around 2. I thought, yeah, I don't want to drive with all the drunks. Give it another couple of hours.
So you were sober?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I found a video I forgot we shot for Spittleville. I posted it on Facebook.
Really?
Where we're all dressed like cops, and we shot it in my formal entryway on film.
Okay.
And then throughout the video, we put, you know, some of the clips from Spittleville, the only stuff we've shot, really. Let's put it online. I think we shot it in 09. And I don't know if we had ever posted it because 09 was during our sabbatical.
I was going to say, I don't recall doing that in 09.
You weren't in the video.
Then that's why I don't recall it.
It's not bad. It's not wonderful. I'll play a little piece of it.
Russ Martin, take 5.
Well, she's got her daddy's car and she cruises to the hamburger stand now.
So you know the song.
Yeah.
And Chloe's trying to help sing back up along with Summer, one of the chicks in the band.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Ain't nothing coming out of Chloe's mouth.
No, I told Chuck he couldn't sing.
He's mouthing it.
He didn't lip sync it, son of a bitch.
It's not a great mix because we did it live.
Gotcha.
Then I started getting the urge of, maybe we should finish Spittleville.
You shut up. No.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
No. I feel like I need some sort of...
Yeah. Hammer.
Well, we don't have to... What are we... We shot a lot of the scenes out in... Was it Briar Oaks?
Yes. Yeah, where we got to work with the house fire.
Yeah. They were going to... The fire department was going to burn down a house, and the chief of the... I think it's volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
They said... They've got a house we want to burn down. You want to drive a car through it? yeah. So then Jordan's Towing had a Cadillac that nobody ever claimed. So we did a few police chases with that. Drove through the house.
Mm-hmm. Along with, if I remember this correctly, our stunt coordinator. Wasn't that Aaron Norris?
Yeah, Chuck Norris's son.
Yeah.
And we got just enough of the footage shot for the police chase. And before we could drive the car into the house, the engine blew up. So it took all of us, like 15 guys, put it neutral, push it as fast as we could, and then back out of the shot. And it was just enough to have the car go through the side of the house.
Jesus.
Why don't you guys want to finish Spittleville?
Because it's...
Actually, we probably have to, since it's been, I don't know...
10 years.
Yeah, that seems to be our mark.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have to shoot the whole thing over.
Yeah. We all look different.
You know, Chloe doesn't.
I think I look different.
Alfie wasn't. Probably just have to reshoot it because of me.
Why, because of you?
Because I look different.
We all look different. It's been 10 years. We all got older.
Well, I feel better. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:40, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas, east on I-30. Right at 2nd Avenue, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is still jacked up back from 75. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Mockingbird, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Woodall Rogers. And in McKinney, northbound 75, right at El Dorado, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear skies tonight, 44 for low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 73. Right now, 70 degrees, the 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Man, this place is creepy late at night. Because I feel like I'm in a, you know, Saturday, Sunday morning when I was up here.
Right.
You know, short of the few jocks and some of the studios.
The thing is, like, how many people are actually here?
It's a radio station. I should be party nonstop all the time. Teenage girls, weed.
Well, did you check the Cruises studio?
Yeah.
I don't know if Cruz would have been up here at 4 o'clock on Sunday, but that's something I don't want to walk into because then if I don't call the police, I'm an accessory.
I understand.
And you don't want the whole Penn State thing over again.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. I saw Cruz in the studio showering with some guy.
So I went and told Coach. I figured, that's enough. I'm sure they'll get it squared away. Now, apparently the party, instead of being up here, was at Chloe's appearance on Saturday night, which, same as you, turned into Sunday morning.
What was this?
I was at Pandora's Men's Club.
Okay.
And it was midnight to 2, then all of a sudden from 2 to 6, I don't remember. I just remember leaving about 6 and going, why is the sun up?
That is awesome.
The sun is up. What just happened the last 4 hours? I don't know. Hey, me, you, Brain, everybody, what happened last? I don't know.
I don't know. I was here for most of it.
That's the kind of
then
thing.
I got bored with what you were doing, so I just stopped remembering.
Yeah, pretty much.
To me, that's the kind of thing that only happens I've seen in movies, where you go to the strip club and you leave when the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
Is this a BYOB place?
Yes.
All right. So.
That kind of explains it.
Well, that means they can still have alcohol after 2, because they're not selling it. Is that right?
Kind of, sort of, not really.
Oh. Do they have like one of those rave parties around 4?
No, it's not like that. They just stay late. And like, I don't really remember what was going on in the main floor, because I only ventured out that way a couple times. It was just a little VIP party. Yeah.
Is this all nude?
Yes.
I'm not big on the all nude places.
I mean, they're not all nude all the time. I think it's kind of their choice, kind of, because sometimes the girls will come out and get all nude, and sometimes they'll just go topless. So it's not everybody's naked.
I remember that one time at a club, probably about 10 years ago, and it was an all nude, and it was just like, you almost felt like I was intruding, even though she was the one on stage. I felt like, I don't think I should be looking.
Yeah, the something about exposing the cuckoo takes all the mystery out of it.
Mm-hmm. And there was one lady, and when she took away the mystery, she just took it all away. just displayed herself.
It's not the same one that set her on fire, was it?
No, that's a different club.
No. You guys want to see me set my on fire? Yeah. Okay, but there's not going to be an encore.
It's like there was like 3 seconds of silence from all of us standing there, then almost in unison, yes.
And then slow clap.
Like, well, what's something like this cost? Oh, I'll do it for $5. Well, this is something you can probably only do once. I don't know how quickly your shrubbery grows back, but seems like you charge more for that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Especially based on the fact that you're going to be, I would think, at least a week before you get back to, you know, blaze-worthy.
All right. What do you got? You got audio? You want to start news?
I got some audio.
I got audio.
You got audio?
Yes.
What do you got?
I was cleaning off my old computer because I got a new computer at my desk and found you, I believe it's you and Loverboy playing together.
It's better than my audio.
That would have been... Well, Loverboy's played with us. Well, I didn't get to play with him.
Is it wasn't the time at Gilligan's. I was trying to figure out where this was.
That would have been Gilly's.
Yeah.
10 okay. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2005.
Yes.
How bad's the audio?
It's not terrible, or I wouldn't have pulled it.
What about the playing?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, that's a glowing endorsement.
I'm trying to think. 2005. Yeah, by then I knew how to play Highway to Hell the right way, not to cheat.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. Give me a second. Let's look for it. It says Loverboy Russ.
Yes.
That pick scrape was me.
That was you?
I got cocky.
To start it over there.
What, you feeling it? You feeling it, man.
Well, it was Loverboy and who's the lead guitarist? Paul Dean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd get away with it.
Okay.
I mean, he's playing.
Yeah.
I'm playing too.
Yeah.
Woo! Can't understand much of what Reno's singing. I remember this video because somebody did a close-up of the stage where all the beer bottles were stacked.
Right.
And they were pounding with the rhythm.
Here you go.
I did that one too.
You have double pick scrape? Oh my God. Man, this is your tombstone.
Yeah, that was the timing and everything, and the way you did it was kind of like a launch right into the chorus there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I was on a pick scrape fad.
No kidding. Wow, it's like everyone else is playing some dumb old instrument, and like someone's a drummer and someone's a lead guitarist. You step on stage. I'm the pick scraper.
Yeah, instead of like, you know, in country songs, they do the walk up or whatever. No, you do the pick scrape launch.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't even know which string you're supposed to use.
It clearly doesn't matter.
Well, it's like the, when it, right before it goes into the chorus,
mm-hmm.
when it's going boom, 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 that's E. So I thought, okay, I guess I can scrape the E string.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
yeah.
one? Which one is that? I think it's the top fat one. Kind of cool. I could say I played with Loverboy. It's not really something that's going to make me any money in life.
No, yeah, but yeah, it's definitely a cool factor. And at some point, I'm sure Paul Dean, the guitarist, looked over and said, "Whoa, we'll look at this pick scraper over here.
Man, he's scraping everything that's got ridges on it."
Are you going to scrape the whole song?
Here comes the bridge. Scrape. Here comes the chorus. Scrape.
Yeah, normally, I don't think you're supposed to do it in the beginning. Because I did. Is that gauche?
No, not really, you know.
I don't want to be rock gauche. No.
I came here to chew bubble gum and scrape picks.
I think the only time it would be annoying if you do it, you know, in the middle of a, you know, a lyric or a phrase. You do it in between, in the mood change or whatever, you're good.
How stupid is that?
Because you even had that cool fluttery scrape.
I am such a mongoloid.
It sounds cool, man.
I'm surprised Paul Dean didn't look over me and went, "Hey."
I think you went one too many. Like four is fine, but really five?
Yeah, in the course of a minute, you've done it three times. Maybe back off.
Let's make the pick scrape a special thing.
I like the one in the middle, though. That sounds real.
It is real.
Well, it is, but I mean, it sounds like a real player.
It is.
Well, no.
It's...
You think it's less cool because you were doing it? No, it's cool if anybody does it. And if you could do it even better, and your timing was good, it's all good.
Yeah, be happy about it. Don't qualify it.
Can you do pick scrapes in country songs?
I'm sure you can.
I'm sure you can find a way.
That was part of what Kenzie and I did Sunday. I don't even think we ever got around to watching a movie. I made her pancakes.
Okay.
And then she goes, I want to, you're going to do a country medley at the White Trash party. Well, I guess we have to now. We're doing it on the effing air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes, I want to learn the Buck Owens song. What, you? A chick that's into whatever the deepest, darkest metal they make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's so metal, there are metal bands that go, woo.
And she just... All of a sudden, now she's a Buck Owens fan.
Oh, my God.
Same chick that's into music where they're going.
that's my jam. Yeah, it's like Norway death metal.
Yeah, because what just death metal will not do.
Mm-mm. But the Norway Vikings kill puppies.
And there are really bands that sound like that, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's your...
And you fully expect that their stage show, it's going to have some sort of goat head with glowing eyes and smoke coming out of the nostrils.
And they even have like, okay, it's really funny to say, but they do have like Christian death metal. But they don't call it that, but it sounds like...
They just call it Christian metal?
Yeah. But they sing about good stuff.
How can you tell?
With that awful, awful sound?
Yeah.
Did I love Jesus?
Yeah.
Even in the crowd, love Jesus.
You just don't sound like Jesus. You sound like that guy that lost work in heaven and went the other place.
Yeah, now all of a sudden I'm hearing Michael W. Smith songs in my head, but in death metal versions.
Who's that? It's like,
he's the guy version of Amy Grant.
Yes.
Oh.
Very big with church songs.
Maybe we should try doing Bucko in death metal.
I think you may have just made Kenzie's day.
Oh, the sun's going to shine.
But you can't sound happy, though. You
have to kind of scream it.
Yeah.
See, listen to the... That's why I like that I've got eclectic tastes. But it doesn't go as far as the... Or just the... I remember when I had to go and do appearances years ago. And I'd have to judge, like I knew anything about it, Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
And you'd sit there and it's like, okay, so far I've seen five bands. And I'm not sure, but I think they all played the same song. And the way it sounds, they only have two strings on their guitars. Just the two fat ones at the top. Because it's just like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's like they're not worried about making something that just sounds timeless and enchanting as much as they just want to rattle the walls.
Yeah, and everything's double bass.
Mm-hmm.
Probably all backstage drinking what they think is 100% juice.
Oh,
ready to rock out on some concentrate.
And then Chuck sent me, since we were thinking about adding a steel guitarist to the band, I asked Chuck, what do you think? He said, why not? Why stop at 23 people? Let's just keep going until there are more people on stage than in the audience.
That actually works out, because if it's not your song, then you go back into the audience and it makes it look like there's a hell of a turnout, when really the audience is half band.
Yeah, the one of the live, what do they call it? Like, we were at CBS, like live.
Oh, the anniversary
four,
parties.
Live five, live. Is that what they just call it?
Yeah, the station anniversary parties.
When Gavin hired the Raisin in the Sun guys, what is it?
Violent Femmes.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
Blister in the Sun.
Yeah.
Wanna go wild. Because we played our band, and then the Violent Femmes closed. So, well, all right, let's go out, and maybe I'll listen to that one song that I know that they did. And there were more people on stage than there were in the audience. I looked at Gavin, I went, what'd you pay them? Really? Because that averages out to be about $8,300 a person up there. Because I think they were around 20 grand.
Damn.
Well, that was a good deal.
Mm.
And when you only got one hit, how do you decide what you're going to end with?
And actually, I think they did their Blister in the Sun, Blister in the Sun song fairly early. So you're right. It really didn't give the people that did stay to hear them much reason to stick around after that.
I mean, did they do anything else that was noteworthy?
I don't know. They have a song called Add It Up and... why can't I get, but I think it's called something else.
I don't know why Gavin had no slam on Gavin. Gavin, when he would set up the events, it was as easy on me as possible as far as our band went, because he took care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he always wanted to spend all this extra money on how you pick the Violent Femmes. I don't know.
Because I think he was familiar with the band, he liked the song, and he was in the demographic of what he was shooting for, so we figured that makes sense. This is a band that people have heard of. They'll come.
But don't you want to pick a band with more than one hit?
Well, I'm not sure if he got that far.
And then one year at one of the live events, who did he have close? Living Colors?
No,
just Living Color.
Oh.
Just one.
They had a couple of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not really good at picking headliners.
Well, we did have the, was that the same year we had Fat Vince Neil?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sweaty. Sweaty. Just and it was full Vince Neil.
The way
I will never forget the first time I saw that man in person, he just kind of stumbled out of the backstage area door and just no shirt and just glistening. Looked like he had just got off the buffet line.
And it really was Vince Neil. When you say fat Vince Neil, it almost sounds like a Vince Neil impersonator.
Yeah, you're right. No, it was actually Vince Neil. It was just no shirt, and he looked like he just ate a big dinner.
And I'm not sure, but I think that was before we had formed our band.
Yes, it was.
So, all we have to do is decide on what country medley, because we're not going to do a bunch of country songs throughout the whole thing.
I'm only asking, just because I know at some point it'll probably come up. Are y'all going to include me in this medley? If so, I need to learn a song.
I think Luke has to. What's his biggest hit right now?
Honestly, he's got so quite much. A few to choose from. You have the, I couldn't even, yeah.
Can you sing as Luke?
Probably.
What, like My Kind of Night?
That's My Kind of Night. Yeah, I can do it. That's probably, plus, that might be his biggest one.
Is there any Luke Bryan in the Clear Channel library? Is it? It sounds like it would be hard to play. Then again, we got a steel guitar, so what do I care?
Exactly. You can hang out and just pick scrape. I don't know why you're putting all this pressure on yourself.
Chuck sent me a link to some band. I forgot who it was. All black band. Sort of sounded like hip hop. They had a steel guitar player.
Really?
And that black bastard was playing that thing like it had missed a payment. It was weird. I'm guessing steel guitar is like anything else. You can add distortion, change the sound, so it doesn't always sound like a steel guitar.
Yeah. And they've got guitars that are kind of like a normal guitar, but you play it like a steel guitar as long as you got the slide thing. They're especially made for that.
And it looked like he had blinged it up. So I don't know how many pedals a steel guitar normally has, but I think he had like 12.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So many of them, he don't even know where they go.
So I sent back to Chuck and went, does that mean you don't want a steel guitar? He goes, no, I'm just saying you can play it, use it in anything.
Wow.
Hmm. Oh, we got it? That's Luke?
Is this a remix?
Doesn't say remix.
This my truck song.
Says it's that My Kind of Night.
Yeah.
Rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side.
Yeah.
You got that sun tan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoot.
This is methodical. Hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer. Yeah, beer.
Is this a big one?
Yes.
What about this other one? Crash My Party?
Yeah, let's hear that.
It's kind of slow.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Could you do Luke Bryan and maybe just do a song that's not slow?
We could do the That's My Kind of Night. That's obviously a little more upbeat. I think there's some other songs we could. I'll try to dig through his library and see if I can come up with a couple that I think would be decent for a medley.
And a little upbeat. I don't want to put anybody asleep at your concert.
Does he do any covers?
Not that I know of.
Does he?
Of course he does, man. Or I do. Run, Run, Rudolph. That is the one and only cover I know and perform. Run, Run, Rudolph. See, it's so natural.
I know this isn't his song, but I kind of like this one. Can he do this one?
I do find tractors appealing.
Ah, this one's got fiddles in it. Guess we're going to have to get some fiddlers.
Yeah.
Hot sun. Hey. I don't know the words to this dumb song. He did not win CMA Entertainer of the Year, but I did. Sorry.
Thinks my award is sexy.
Mm-hmm. It actually fits.
I'll go through and listen to some of Luke Bryan's stuff and see if something that I can play.
Okay.
Because country music's really kind of squirrely.
It
at
is.
At least with, you know, 80s hair band stuff. All that stuff, short of the solos, that's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're full of pick scrapes.
Yeah. Yeah, because really like that, That's My Kind of Night song where it starts out, you know, with the...
My big black jacked up truck,
and then he talks about rolling on 35s. That's part of like that new douchey country that people are really giving him and some of the other acts a hard time about. Also because of 35 inches is probably about as far as George Jones rolled in his grave.
Maybe Merle and Luke could do a song together.
Man, that'd be great. I love Merle.
Well, the downside is in real life, I feel like Merle might fist him.
Luke?
Mm-hmm. There's a photo I've seen quite a bit of. It's a photo of Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, and I think somebody else. It's like a meme style with the white block letterings saying something like, Luke Bryan, never heard of her.
Okay. We'll find something for Luke. Okay. Are we done? We got a break again?
Yes.
Oh, we are way late.
Yes.
How do we get to be that late again? We haven't done anything.
Well, we ran late, and there are heavy spot loads today.
Oh. All right. We're going to the break, drop some... I'll tell you during the break.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
410, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W, right at North Loop 820. Got a stalled vehicle there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. About a 20-minute delay through it. In McKinney, northbound 75, right at El Dorado. Still got some delays from that stalled vehicle. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Montfort. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane there. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight, clear skies, 44 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 73. Right now, 71, the 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what audio you got, Dan?
I got a couple things. First of all, I have a German man who does not understand American sayings. Now, this will be cut 6. You listen to this. You tell me if you think this is 100% above board.
I work some hours in an office, and they're talking in one say about Jennifer, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper. Jennifer poops at parties? She poops at parties so and people know this? I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops? But she do it so people know. Where do she go for it? Does she visit the water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible.
Is this a video that's gone viral?
This is one of those YouTube celebrities.
No, it didn't. Didn't sound real.
That's why I was like, why are people subscribing to some of this stuff?
Like how many people?
I don't have the exact numbers on how many he's got, but let me see if I can. I know one of his videos has, like, say this one here. It's got almost 2 million. This is 48,000 views a week ago. I mean, some of them he's got millions.
I don't understand the pooping, the parties.
Yeah, this Jennifer as a party pooper has been viewed 6.1 million times.
I had to put up a sign that said, "Party pooping verboten." If you want to poop, go to the Russian front. That's 30 days in the cooler.
God.
Is that it? There are other phrases he doesn't get?
He's got a ton of different videos, but I didn't want to just give him free reign to just, that's why I was just like, I don't even know if this is real. But a lot of people are thinking that this is, because to me it sounds like it's very, you know, this just sounds like a premise. This sounds like something that he's just putting out there because he knows people are going to think it's, oh, let's listen to the funny foreigner.
It's almost like a Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the language. What is this pooping at the parties?
Right.
Put a bunch of words out of order.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Is the closed door? Did she leave door open? What am I doing? Russian?
It's that / Boris Karloff. From Ed Wood.
That's Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'm not inviting her to my parties anymore. That lammy fucker doesn't deserve to eat my makeup and grunting. All right. And is the, before we get to, what else you got? Is the deflate gate thing still going on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Has there been a ruling by the NFL?
Nope, absolutely not.
Are they waiting on
Jesus, second time? I don't know. I really don't know, because I guess the NFL, part of their, I guess it's still an ongoing investigation. But at this point, I think they're just, part of their geniuses in the PR department really don't seem to want to nip this thing so it's done and the people will just talk about the game. I haven't heard anyone talking about the matchup of the teams. It's only been about whether or not New England plays with flat balls.
How cold was it the day they played?
I don't know, but it wasn't Arctic temperatures. It was cold, but
because a lot of times you air something up and it loses a little pressure because of the temperature.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually on Saturday. Coach Belichick, head coach of the Patriots, tried to argue, this is actually, I've got this, cut four, that there were atmospheric conditions at play.
We all know that air pressure is a function of the atmospheric conditions. So if there's activity in the ball relative to the rubbing process, I think that explains why when we gave them to the officials and the officials put it at, let's say, 12 and a half, if that's in fact what they did, that one.
Do the officials air up the balls?
I don't think so. No, I think the teams do it. They give them to the officials and then they say, yep, we're good. They test it and say, okay, good.
Let's say 12 and a half, if that's in fact what they did, that once the ball reached its equilibrium state, it probably was closer to 11 and a half. But once the officials have them, we don't touch them except for when we play with them in the game. So the atmospheric conditions as well as the true equilibrium of the ball is critical to the measurement.
Then get a box and put it on the sidelines and store it at room temperature. I mean, really. And plus, if you start handling the ball, then it's going to warm it up and the air pressure is going to go up a little bit. Is that right?
I would think so.
Air heats up, expands.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was just wondering how cold it was the day they played, because it doesn't really matter because they played in cold environments before, so they know, okay, it's cold. We'll air it up to 13.5, knowing that it's probably going to decrease a pound.
Mm.
I don't know. Again, couldn't care less. I actually tried, but I found that I couldn't.
You know what? I'm proud of you for taking that extra step.
But if, regardless of what, is it Belichick?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what he says, the NFL is going to decide on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yes.
So why does he keep having press conferences of, okay, well, first of all, we talked to Bill Nye, the science guy.
Actually.
And what?
Someone did.
No.
It was,
are you hang on, I blinked too quick. I didn't say it, did I?
No.
Are you me? They went to Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Good Morning America did. Yeah, Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's actually, he's not buying Belichick's scientific theories. On Good Morning America on Sunday, he said, I'm not too worried about Coach Belichick competing with me in the science lab. What he said didn't make any sense. I don't think you can change the pressure by rubbing the football. To really change the pressure, you need the inflation needle. However, you have to keep in mind that while Bill Nye is a scientist, he is not completely impartial. He is a massive Seahawks fan, the team the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl.
Science guy right, though.
What?
Alfie's even nodding or shaking his head at Belichick.
You can't. Okay, the temperature change will affect the air pressure, but maybe by like a few millibar. It's not going to reduce it by one whole PSI or two PSI.
Okay. Maybe we get our own football, bring it up here, inflate it to 12 and a half pounds.
Okay.
And go stick it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then check it an hour later, see what happens. Has anybody else done that?
You know what? Maybe that's what the NFL is doing as part of its ongoing investigation. They probably have a room full of mini fridges with footballs lining them.
All at different temperatures to see it's they're a specific temperature where it could actually lose a pound or two.
And I guarantee you what they're hoping to find is that the weather can reduce the air in the ball. Because I know that the NFL does not want to have to punish the team in the Super Bowl either right before it or even after it because it taints the game.
Well, you can't just ignore it.
Sounds like they're trying.
One of the Seahawks players thinks they will.
Thinks they will what?
Ignore it completely. Is Marshawn Lynch one of the Seahawks running backs, right?
He is. But I think it was Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Who's the mouthpiece for himself. And the Seahawks, who said that he thinks that nothing will happen to the Patriots because the Patriots owner is buddies with Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the league.
Well, in that instance, if that's true, then Goodell is going to have to go out of his way to make sure the investigation is fully done.
Right. And not only that, but by Richard Sherman saying that because he just likes saying things, doesn't always think about them after the fact, is all the owners in the NFL are friends with Roger Goodell. You know why? Because he works for them. That's something that the players seem to forget sometimes. Roger Goodell is not the head of the league, and he answers to no one. He is employed by the NFL, and the NFL is the owners. He's basically their front man, their consigliere. So, yeah, he's going to be, you know, pretty, you know, friendly with the owners. And by the way, if that had any factor on what the league decisions on punishment would be, for Spygate back in 07 when the Patriots were caught cheating, nothing would have happened to them then. But there were stiff penalties for it.
Well, there's going to have to be some type of penalty. Otherwise, teams are just going to start inflating, overinflating the balls beyond whatever the regulations are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do something. Otherwise, now you've set a, if you don't penalize, you've set a precedent. It's like, well, I didn't get penalized, so we're gonna put handles on the balls.
And again, this isn't the first time that anyone's, you know, played with the PSI in the football. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, Brad Johnson, who was at one point a Cowboys quarterback, before the Super Bowl, he won with Tampa Bay. He said he paid $7,500 to the equipment guy to take some air out of the ball because he liked it on the flatter side.
Take out beyond regulation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would he admit to that?
Because he's been long retired and doesn't care.
No.
And he basically said, like, hell yeah, I took air out of the ball. Did me good. $7,500, well spent. Thumbs up.
Will that keep him out of any type of...
Like, he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame anyway. So I think that's the other reason why he came out to say it, because no one's going to vote him into the Hall of Fame. He knows that. He's got a Super Bowl ring. They can't take that away from him.
I think I just would have kept my yap shut.
I would. Because otherwise, it does, no matter what your legacy is, whether it's Hall of Fame worthy or otherwise, it still taints your legacy. Your kids have to grow up with that. Your kids' friends now know that their father played with deflated balls, and now they got to deal with that teasing.
Okay.
He should have been working on his arm strength, though, because if he could have thrown the ball when he was a Cowboys quarterback, who knows?
Let's see. All right, to stay on time, we got about a minute. What do you want to do?
All right. Let
me see. What is this thing that says Wheel of Fortune?
Yes, that was the other piece of audio I was going to throw at you. This was on Friday's Wheel of Fortune. Two letters were still hidden in the puzzle. It's supposed to be the Painted Desert. This is the speed round. Play.
P!
Yeah.
The Painted Desert?
No, still time.
The Painted Desert.
James, it's your turn.
The Painted Desert.
No, you still have time.
Oh, I still have time.
Didn't the first chick say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
James, it's your turn.
The Painted Desert.
No, you still have time.
Oh, I still have time. I like to solve.
Then we say it.
The Painted Desert.
It's not the Painted Desert. How many times you say it?
The Painted Desert.
There you go. I was just going to give him Painted Desert. He was so insistent on it.
They really got to let Sajak swear.
I'm with you. I really.
How many times, seriously, do you think you need to say the Painted Desert? Just so I know, as a host.
Stop the clock.
Just pull the wheel up by the edge and just take it home. You people are too stupid to play this game.
And
why don't you go next door to Studio C and play Wheel of Dumb.
To me, this is actual proof that we as a society are getting dumber. If they're not doing this on purpose.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten, first of all, I wouldn't have said the same thing over and over, but I wouldn't have gotten the Painted Desert. I don't even know what that means.
It's just an artistic, it's an expression, it's a saying.
Use it in a sentence.
Oh, the
sentence. And don't pull something like, I saw the Painted Desert.
Why you gotta be so critical?
Because I knew that's where something like that.
But I did. I did see a Painted Desert.
Now, what does it look like?
It looks like an artist painted it. It looked like a Bob Ross masterpiece.
So it's just a perfect scenic view to where it almost looks like it was painted.
Exactly.
See? I've never heard that phrase before. In fact, sometimes we'll watch Wheel of Fortune. Was it come on around 6:30?
Yep.
During commercial breaks. I don't understand most of the phrases they're using.
Some of them can be a little odd.
Painted Desert is in Arizona, like Painted Arizona?
No, it's Unpainted Arizona.
Yeah, I know.
Nathan, Arizona?
Same.
Mm. And the clues that they give, I mean, the answer could have been barnacles on the bottom side of a ship. That could have been the answer.
Okay.
And the clue would be a thing.
Can you be a little more specific there, Pat?
Well, no. Barnacles are a thing.
Well, yeah, but technically all things are a thing.
Okay. We on time now?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder. Hang on. Go.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Grasshopper. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W. There we go. Right at Sloop Bay 20. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. And in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Montfort. Got a stalled vehicle there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up. Back to I-35. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Advanced Vaping System from Finn. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 44. Tomorrow, sunny, and a high of 73. Right now, 70. A 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I saw a story today in the news. It's going to make Dr. Thornton ecstatic. I don't know how they're doing this, but the AARP is going to give old people Bob Dylan's new album for free.
Oh my God. I just saw that.
And Dr. Thornton, I can't remember, because he talked about he's a big, big Bob Dylan fan.
Of course he is.
And I forgot what he said during one of the breaks when we brought up the Bob Dylan new album thing. I don't know if he was into it.
I think he was.
He was pissed off about something. Maybe it was the fact that we were making fun of it.
I think that was a big part of it. You said something disparaging about the Bob Dylan.
And it's not a caricature of Bob Dylan when you go, hey, yeah.
Mm-mm.
He really, you kept that clip, didn't you?
Yeah, it should still be in there.
Though the road buckles underway.
It sounds like he is just barely on key.
And I actually...
like he's barely alive.
And I heard Bo and Jim this morning were talking about Bob Dylan giving away his album. And I heard Long Jim White say that people are now saying that this may be some of the best singing Bob Dylan has done over his career.
Did Bo agree?
Or
did the ninja come in and kill Long Jim?
That was right around the time I think that the station switched over to Kiss in the hallway, so I missed the conclusion.
Oh.
Here I walk, walk along till I find to my wonder every path leads to thee. All that I can do is pray. Stay.
I would rather sit front row at a George Jones concert for 2 days than listen to any of that.
Can you imagine how, if that was someone's performance with the Russ Martin Show band at the White Trash Party, would you ever have them on stage again? Would you even let them finish the song?
Yeah, because chances are it'd be me.
Not fair. It's not what I meant, and you took my words and twisted them.
But, yeah, if... We actually auditioned people for the band, and they went, okay, here's something I like to do by Bob Dylan.
Though the road buckles under.
Leave your resume, we'll be in touch.
Thanks so much for coming out.
Ooh, I can't think of any of his songs that I could tolerate. There's one like Rainy Day Women 25, and what was it, Chicago? Whatever. Just like... a woman. I mean, it doesn't really take any talent to sing a Bob Dylan song.
No.
He may be the writer for the ages.
Mm-hmm.
But singing is just something somebody should have told him a long time ago. You're really good at writing. Hey, look, let's think about it this way. Shakespeare never put out any albums.
So true.
So maybe follow his lead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's joining the list of musicians who are giving away music for free as part of a promotional deal. His album, however, is not going to be popping up on our iTunes, thank God. His new album, Shadows in the Night, in 50,000 randomly selected copies of AARP, the magazine. The AARP is, of course, the American Association of Retired Persons. Bob said, if it was up to me, I'd give you the records for nothing, and you give them to every reader of your magazine. Everyone else will be able to get their hands on the album the normal ways after it's released on February 3rd. I hate that. Bob said, if it was up to me, I'd give you the records for nothing, and you give them to every reader of your magazine. It is up to you.
It's probably up to the record label.
Don't have a record label. It's up to you. You don't have to have a record label. If you want to give away your music, why do you have a label?
If he has a record label, contractually, he probably can't give them all away.
Well, I know that's contractually, but he makes it sound like he says, well, I'm sorry, that's the machine's not me. Mm-hmm. Well, you signed up for the machine. Don't be all, you know.
He could have been with whoever he's with. I can't imagine what label he'd be on. He could have been with them for, 65 years.
Yeah, maybe.
It was up to me. Is this a clip that Bo and Jim played this morning?
I don't know. I didn't hear them play an actual clip. I just heard Jim talking about it.
Yeah. If you think people got pissed off because they had U2 forced on them, try doing this through iTunes.
Oh, my God. I think people might actually burn down Apple stores. There'd be riots, cars being flipped over.
Okay. Do you have any more audio you wanted to get to, or are we starting news?
No, we can start news.
All right, 444, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, January 26, 2015. Birthdays today. The other half of Wham, Andrew Ridgely, turns 52. Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player of all, turns 54. Talk show host slash comedian Ellen DeGeneres, 57. Eddie Van Halen has made it to 60. Good on him. Bob Uecker, he turns 80 today. Also on this day in history, back in, 1979, there was a show that premiered on CBS, and I've got the theme on Alfie's Flash.
Alfie's Flash?
Yeah.
Okay, I will have to search for it. Okay. It just says theme. Am I supposed to guess this?
It shouldn't be difficult.
Okay. Golden Girls?
Nailed it.
Just a good old boy.
Knight Rider.
Uh-huh. That too.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the...
We could add this to the... If we do a company medley at the White Trash Party.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, you know this.
Well, I know it, but it may be a little too deep for me. Unless it's in B. B seems to be the only key I can sing in.
I'm sure that Chuck can arrange it to be in whatever key you need.
Let's see how deep this is. This premiered in 1979?
I know. I was surprised by that, too. 36 years ago, The Dukes of Hazzard, starring John Schneider and Tom Wopat, premiered on CBS. I always thought it just premiered like right in the middle of the 80s.
No, I thought it was like 77, 78.
Oh, really?
Making a difference.
I thought it was like 83, 84.
I bet it's an E.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
I might be able to pull it off.
Sounds like it.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Straightening the curve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Finding the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Yeah, we can do that one.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that'll actually be a good sing-along song.
Maybe Luke Bryan could do Achy Breaky.
Huh?
Or Honky Tonk but Donkey Donk.
But why can't we do one of my songs?
I don't really like any of his stuff. What is that noise? You guys are going to have to suffer with me through a second. I'm getting... You hear that?
A little crunchy. Squeak on the... Yeah.
It's coming through my computer. See you in a second. There you go.
Hey, all right then. You an engineer.
Well, at least I learned not to cut power cords.
Thank
still
you.
Plugged in.
You may do most things above the table. It's once you go underneath the console, bad things happen.
Well, I didn't know the damn thing was still plugged in when I cut the power cord.
Why else would it be there? Why would a power cord
know.
Be there
it was,
not plugged in?
It was a DAT player back at CBS, and it kept skipping, didn't work. So why was it in there to begin with? Finally, I said, all right, I'm taking it out myself. I cut the cord thinking that it was unplugged. I shut down the entire studio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys ever think maybe put different things on different breakers?
They didn't think they had to.
I mean, look at the bathroom. Look how many ground fault interrupters, GFIs, are all over the place. CBS, one.
One big long power strip.
Yeah. Blew out the entire studio. All right, run back to the men's room and mash the little red button on the GFI.
Go ahead. Okay. A drone landed on the grounds of the White House Monday morning, but officials say the device posed no threat. A Secret Service officer saw the quadcopter flying at a very low altitude before it crash-landed in a tree on the southeast side of the complex just after 3 a.m. on Monday. Police, fire, and other emergency vehicles swarmed around the White House while the device was examined and cleared. The White House and the entire perimeter was on lockdown until around 5 a.m. The incident? The latest in a string of White House security breaches that have led to questions about Secret Service effectiveness. Four of the agency's highest-ranking executives were reassigned earlier this month, including former director Julia Pearson. She was forced to resign last year after a Texas man armed with a knife was able to get over a White House fence in September and run deep into the mansion before being tackled.
Does it say in the story? Because I heard whose drone it was.
No.
It was an employee of either the Secret Service or the White House. It was somebody that worked at the White House.
So that's why they were able to say so quickly that it posed no threat.
Yeah. But that's something else that now you're going to have to work into the equation of. They've got higher, I don't know how big this drone was. I mean, you could buy a cheap one for, like, Alfie, the one I got you, how much was that?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
Oh. Yeah, you did. How much was it?
I honestly haven't.
Okay.
Well, yours is a quadcopter, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is, but they make them bigger.
Oh, okay.
I think Alfie's was a few hundred dollars.
Okay.
But they make, obviously, ones that are larger that you can still buy, you know, the consumers can buy.
Okay.
They could carry a lot more. Alfie's isn't meant to carry anything. Mm-hmm. It's a built-in camera, and it's all self-contained.
Okay.
But all you got to do is get one of those high-powered drones, slap some C4 to it,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably going to be hard to hit because they're relatively small.
Right.
And you also got to see it coming, and I seriously doubt it's going to show up on any type of radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you take the same type of technology that terrorists are using in Iraq and Afghanistan where they can pick up a cell phone and set off an IED. They can easily take that same stuff and put it on a drone.
Why would they want to blow up a woman's uterus?
Oh, brother. Some of them are really, really against women's rights.
Okay. Alfie, do you even play with the drone I bought you?
Not outside.
Why?
I'm afraid to lose it.
It's because I lost mine. You fly it in the building?
I'll fly it. I don't fly it around here very much. People started getting pissed off.
I'll tell Schmidt or whatever his name is. Shut up. What's his name?
Scafidi.
Yeah. Tell him shut up.
All right.
You can get some cool footage in here in the studio, some overhead shots so we mm-hmm. can work into the show open. Or not. You hate it, don't you?
No, it's badass.
You wanted something else?
No, it's cool.
I never see you play with it.
I saw him play with it the day he got it. And then I think the next day it sat in my office for like 2 months.
No, not 2 months.
It was easily 2 months.
I sat it in your office because I didn't want anybody dicking with it.
Including you, apparently.
Hang on, Channel 5 is doing a story on drop cams, and that's what we use.
Startup company called Canary, that was a crowdfunded company that has a kind of big camera cylindrical unit.
It features a wide-angle lens, night vision, and sensors for motion, temperature, and even humidity. The average Wi-Fi camera doesn't take up much space or require complicated installation. Some free apps like Presence or Manything can utilize devices you already have at home, such as an old phone or iPad.
While you're out of the house, you can watch what's going on through the camera in your old device that was, you know, just sitting in your drawer otherwise.
But going that route means no automated calls to fire or police. It's still up to you to do that. Then again, some intruders you may be able to handle yourself. Mark Barger, NBC 5.
They showed video. Somebody had one of those cameras set up. And a raccoon came in through the doggy door. I told you, we set it up in the kitchen. Sooner or later, we're going to catch a coon.
Man, you weren't lying. I know
Did you ever set up the drop cam I gave you for your birthday?
No, I'm actually going to work on that this week, if not this weekend.
What's to work on? You plug it in, 60 seconds later, it's on.
Yeah, but I didn't feel the need to put that up in the apartment I was about to move out of. Someone put it up in the house that, that I now have.
At least I turned my birthday present on.
Where is it?
It's at home right now.
That's what I'd say, too, if I threw in the trash.
If you don't like it, just say you don't like it.
The difference is I'm going to be able to show Russ in a matter of whenever I do it, I'll be able to show him, look, There's the house. Yeah, he knows I'm using it. You, however, Russ, would have to come to your house to see if you actually threw it in the trash or not.
I didn't throw it in the trash.
You don't like it. Just say you don't like it.
I like it.
I've never seen you wear it.
How am I supposed to? It's like 2 feet wide.
Okay.
That's no excuse. You have friends in the fashion industry. There was a guy last week who was a New York fashion show, whatever it was. He had guys, male models on the runway with no crotch in the pants. Just junk flailing on the runway.
Yeah, Rick.
What does that have to do with a drone?
If a guy can have crotchless man pants, a guy can figure out a sweater for a drone.
Turn it into a drone hat.
I don't want to turn it into a drone
hat. That way during the summer you stay cool.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty smart.
When you set up your drop cam at home, set it in the bathroom.
I'm not setting it up in the bathroom, you pervert.
Well, I don't want to watch you.
That's even more reason. Because if I set that thing up in the bathroom, you're only going to get me, and I'm going to give you a hell of a show.
I scared Kenzie over the week when she came over yesterday. I screamed through the door. I went, I can see you. I put a camera in there.
Oh. What?
Yeah, that was that.
What?
You hear cabinet doors opening and closing. I have a camera in there. The last thing I want to see her do is take a squat. Actually, find out where her vagina really is.
It may be shocking to both of you. She took a dump at your house again? Is that like her thing?
I don't know what she was doing. I didn't really have a camera in there. I assumed she was just tinkling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did you jiggle the handle on her again?
No.
Okay.
It was enough to scare her to make her think that there was a camera in there. Oh, no, he's going to see that my vagina's on my thigh.
Vagina.
Okay. Break here?
Yes.
And we're good to go?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know how Jeff Korn at D&M does any business. He never answers his phone. In fact, the voice on his outgoing message isn't even him. Because I want to start test driving some cars because I'm kind of in the mood. I've had the Challenger for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's around 50,000 miles, so I still get decent trade-in for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I want to buy, so I want him to bring me a new car every day. That's good publicity for them.
It absolutely is.
I could review the car. I don't even know where I want to start, though. Probably be American-made. I don't seem like the type of person that would buy foreign.
Yeah, I was starting to think that you're just trying to give Alfie a hard time, but no, you're actually right. You prefer American made.
That's like the look of the Challenger. You could tell it's an American made car just by the boxiness of it.
Are you looking to stay in the muscle car type range? Or are you thinking more sedan?
You mean like four doors?
Yeah.
No. Four doors are for families.
Okay. Well, you know what people are going to tell you to get? American made, two door, sportsy muscle car. They're going to tell you to get the new Vet.
I think the new Vets are too much. Around 50 grand, that's about my mental limit.
I get that.
Unless I'm buying a collector's car where I know it's not going to depreciate.
Right.
Anything over 50 to me is too far of a luxury car. I think the Challenger that I bought was 45.
Okay.
So. And you can do that with D&M. Any local area code, 35 lease. Ask for anybody but Jeff Korn because he's never there.
He'll give you his cell phone. I've got it. You can call him.
Oh, I think I know his cell. How do I dial? Okay. Let's see. It's. I think this is it. Well, you know, drop one car off a week.
Yeah.
See what kind of mileage it gets, how it handles. I'm obviously not going to buy a Hellcat.
Hello, Gavin.
Oh. Sorry, Gavin, it's Russ. I called the wrong number.
You're a piece of work, man.
It's just the first number that jumped. Do I need to take you off the air?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good talk to you.
Hi, Gavin.
Love you.
Dan and Chloe, say hey.
Hey.
All right. Hey, hey, why don't you plug your T-shirt company?
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. AwesomeSportsLogos.com.
And you can customize almost any T-shirt you want.
Well, we actually, it's a men's T-shirt line. We have 40 T-shirts.
And is the business going well?
Yeah, it's going real well. You look good in them, man.
I look good in them?
Yeah, you said. I sent you a couple shirts.
Oh, yeah.
You said you wear them to the gym.
I do. They're really breathable, but they're not like that styrene or whatever.
The wicky type?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They're really nice.
They're great for the slick bodies like you have.
Yeah, okay. What's the website again?
I'm going to get fired.
No, you're not.
AwesomeSportsLogos.com.
Okay.
When was the last time he got a plug on his own station?
Yeah. How many times they plug you on KRLD or The Fan?
I'm not allowed to. No.
See? Well, now you have. And that's I'm sorry to bother you. The first cell number that jumped into my head. I was trying to call Jeff Korn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on!
So, actually, D&M paid for your spot today.
There you go.
Oh, all right, good. See right. You, buddy.
Bye, boss. All right. We make leasing easy at D&M. 505, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Panera Bread. Hold on one second. Let me pull up some traffic real quick. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W at Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at North Loop 820. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes and the exit there. Traffic's jacked up back from Long Avenue. Moving to Garland. Southbound 635 right at Jupiter Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Greenville Avenue. In Irving, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker just before 183. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Rawiler. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Montford. Still got that stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to I-35. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
It's Dan O'Malley, Eagle weather. Wow. Man, someone's stuck in a rut. Eagle weather brought to you by the advanced vaping system from Finn. Clear skies 44 tonight, tomorrow sunny 73, right now 71 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Yeah, when Kenzie came over this weekend, she goes, I want to see the video for Moving On. Well, it's just Merle.
To say, is there a video for it?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I'm not sure that there's a video of him singing it.
It's not a music video. Right. It's him live in concert.
Okay.
And I found him singing it. It was like, I forget where he was playing, but it was 1999. And then I pulled up concert from 2014. She goes, damn, he's old.
Yeah.
She goes, from that first video to the second one, those are 15 years apart. Oh, okay. My bad math.
A little bit. The problem is, if you look at a photo of Kinsey 15 years apart, it's going to be, like baby photo to current. So she's not used to thinking in terms of, you getting old.
And actually, we took a few of the guitars off the wall at the house, and she can strum.
Well, that was what she said last week.
What?
In that company.
What?
Our number one, make yourself indispensable.
Who is that?
Okay.
What'd you do?
I don't, Alfie, what do you feel?
To fire you. If they fire you.
That's coming through Alfie's studio.
Yeah.
Now, at some point, they...
What are you doing in there?
What are you listening to?
Tom Brady is indispensable to the Patriots. They can't afford to fire.
Do you have everything pulled down?
And we talked about...
Is he doing his own sports show in there?
Well, Chad came running into...
Sorry. I can see him, so... He turns it on and starts speaking, but obviously it's not coming out of his head.
Well, as long as everything else on the board is pulled down and the only thing up is the mic, it should only be Alfie.
Rush is talking about
but it's not.
What are you doing in there?
What about your selector on the far right? Your studio selector.
What is that? What is that? Pull that down. What is that?
Okay. Now let's try it.
To the EIB network.
Hey, it's Rush.
How the hell are we getting Rush Limbaugh?
Man, I just...
Is he on the Premier Network?
Yes.
Okay, Clear Channel owns that.
What an odd day.
Let me try it again.
The telephone number, if you want to be on the program today, is always 800-282-2882 in the email address.
Okay. What do you say? 1-800-282-8.
Blow me up, Tom, is all I can think of.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Here at the EIB Network.
That is so odd. Because the Alfie's in my personal studio.
Mm-hmm.
And if the mic is on, that's the only thing that should feed out of that studio. So I don't know where that feed is coming from. Somebody obviously changed a patch.
Staff member to join you.
Someplace.
Uh-huh.
Did Alfie get up yet?
He's in there. I think he's calling engineering.
Oh.
Or maybe he's gone back to listening to Rush.
Aide de camp.
Hey, it seems like it's Sean Hannity.
A.M. at his home in New Jersey.
That has got to be the weirdest thing that's happened in this studio, short of anything that we've done on purpose.
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
Answer. Thought that it was.
I think somebody in engineering is with us.
Yeah. I did see Adcock running around, putting his face in that microscope looking lens deal.
Well, that's not going to. So?
I don't know. I'm just saying I saw one of them doing something.
I flew to New York to see him in the hospital.
I don't see what Rush is talking about.
The last day that he was...
Is he on live at this time?
Kind of a short-term memory at all.
I think he hears new to
visit.
Free.
It was a really good day. It was, and for him, too. I've always...
Well, it can't be against the law for us to air that since Clear Channel owns it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, though, the WBAP is like, hey, I don't think you should be, but maybe.
Always.
Nope, still no Alfie. Alfie, why don't you just get up and go and find somebody? There you go. That's a good boy. I'll take care of the video switcher. Well, now I'm curious what he's talking about.
I made no plans initially for it to get big.
Here comes Lewis.
Hey, Lewis. Hey, we're getting Rush Limbaugh in here. Oh, here. God.
Cool.
Here, put my headphones on. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Than anybody had planned.
Wow.
Well, obviously, we're close to fixing it.
Yeah, really. That's the one thing you always want to hear.
Go away. Just one.
You want to hear the engineer say, wow. I don't know how we did this.
See if you can pick up something from Sirius Satellite.
I think we can learn from it coming up.
Okay. I'm surprised we've never gotten a call from a listener going, hey, I know you guys are rehearsing. Do you realize that you're actually on right now?
You're right. It does have that feel to it at times.
Because most people, they rehearse. They check things out. Hey, he's going to learn to play a song. Probably going to learn it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
No, he does it on the air.
You guys know that you're not rehearsing just to yourself, yeah?
Yeah, rehearsal takes time. I like the flying by the seat of my anus. I don't hear Rush anymore. Alfie?
Alfie, can you hear us? Now you can. Turn your mic on.
Nothing?
No, his mouth's moving. I can read him. He's saying, one, two, F you, Russ. I hate you. I hate my drone. I never wished I'd met you. It's the worst birthday gift ever. Yep, I got it all.
I love stalking bitches. I masturbate to Ernie's tub.
And Kevin Nealon.
I actually have a porn with Kevin Nealon and Ernest Tubb. Ernest is on the bottom because he's so old.
He has never wanted his microphone to work so badly.
Now? No. Just pound on the glass when it's working. Anybody else would get an intercom? All right, 5:15. Go.
Thank you. Alfie was saying that a bunch of people were calling in about this. Deflategate has taken another twist. This is the Patriots and the ball deflating stuff. Fox Sports has learned that the NFL has zeroed in on a New England Patriots locker room attendant in connection with the scandal of improperly inflated footballs. The person of interest was already interviewed by the league. The NFL is trying to determine whether any wrongdoing by the individual occurred. There is surveillance video showing the attendant taking the footballs from the official's locker room into another room at Gillette Stadium before bringing them out to the field. The NFL confiscated 11 of 12 footballs at halftime that were under the league-mandated air pressure of 12.5 PSI.
So they're going to blame it on...
an equipment person, which is something that we said a week ago when this first happened. Chances are they'll find some poor schlub to take the fall, and that'll be it.
Well, if somebody paid him off to do it, then he's going to drop dime, and this is going to turn into inflatable water. It's going to get bigger than it is now.
That is true, but we'll see.
I can't imagine a equipment guy deciding on his own, I'm going to deflate the balls.
Me either.
Because that's really worth losing my job. God knows I spent, I don't know how many years of vocational school learning how to air up footballs.
Well, this is one of those times where you would assume that, you know, as a locker room attendant, this guy is a huge fan of the team, not just because it's his favorite team, but also because they employ him. So if he gets busted by the league, is the league then going to interrogate him like the way you see police do on TV shows? It's like, all right, we know you're just a small fish. We want the big fish. Who told you to do this? We'll let you off. But either way, this guy's screwed.
Possibly. I mean, it's... I don't know. Maybe the NFL didn't really check the balls. I mean, they could have brought them out and went, yeah, they look good.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, they're partly to blame as well.
It makes sense.
Unless they can specifically prove that the balls were underinflated when they got them or afterwards, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I'm watching Channel 5 right now, and they're still talking about the footballs.
Well, especially now because all the media and everyone has, you know, ascended or descended upon Arizona of where the game's going to be.
Okay.
So you have all these pundits for football and everything all pretty much in the same city, and it's all everyone's going to be talking about. But besides that, there are other things going on, such as we all feel like we're supposed to prioritize family over friends, but it might actually lead to an early death. Researchers at McGill University in Canada analyzed more than 400,000 people to figure out what impact friends and family have on our lifespans. And they found having a strong social life with friends has a positive impact. It improves your chance of living longer by 7%. However, having strong...
Well, that's because you choose your friends and you choose people where you have a lot of similarities, likes, dislikes.
And enjoy your time.
Family, you're stuck with. Just because there's, you know, the blood connection doesn't mean you get along with your family.
Yeah, but having strong connections with your family might do the opposite. They don't give a percentage, but they say that regular contact with family might actually add stress to your life rather than make you feel loved and supported.
Plus, sometimes it's a lot easier to deal with friends of, you know, I'm not really in a good mood. I don't feel like doing anything. You tell out to your family, well, you never come to see me because I don't really care for you. And why is it always on me? Why don't you guys come to see me? Because you never answer the door.
Well, yeah, they kind of have you there. Although I have had to tell my mom on a few occasions, because she would do the same thing. She'd be like, you don't come see us enough. And I have to remind my mother that I-30 is not a one-way highway.
We'll see if we got Alfie's mic fixed.
heart.
Really?
Give the teardrop.
Is that Freddie Fender?
Ever start. Sounds like it. It'll be before the next teardrop falls. Before the next
teardrop falls. What are they patching in there?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how many different sources they've got. They've got in there.
I know they've got a lot because I've had to scroll through them before, and it's like 20.
I just don't know how something immediately flipped, because Alfie doesn't really touch anything. Something flipped in there, and all of a sudden, we're piped into our premier network. Okay, I'll let them keep working on it. Mm-hmm.
There is some upside, though, to spending time with your family. Researchers found that spending time with family, friends, or both does lead to a happier life. So even if it's a shorter, more stressful one, at least you're happier.
All right. I've got no comment. All of it makes sense.
Yeah,
you can't choose your family just because they're family doesn't mean that you get along with them or you have a lot of the same likes.
And you know, it's weird, too, because obviously a lot of people have given you a hard time over the years because you don't spend much or really any time with your family. But your life's okay without them. And there are some people that I've had in my family in the past where I didn't want them in my family. And I chose not to spend time with them. So I don't understand how the obligation comes. You're supposed to spend this time with your family because they're family. What if you don't like any of them? What if they're horrible people? My great-grandmother was a racist old bitch, and she died the way that she deserved, which was alone in a nursing home surrounded by black people.
Daniel, how come you never come to see me here in the home?
Because, first of all, I'm surprised you knew my name just then. And also, you were mean. You were mean to people.
Well, I got it. Obviously, I'm going to be in a bad mood. The Negroes keep coming in and touching me. Isn't that some... Do I call the police?
No, you don't call the police. They're actually there to help you.
I don't like the Negroes touching me.
Quit calling them that.
Why?
Because they're people.
Well, I don't know their names.
Ask.
I can't. I can't read without my glasses. All I can see is Negroes.
See if they got Alfie's thing fixed.
Roll out the barrel.
Wow.
Okay.
I think it's getting worse.
Really? Think? Sure. Was she always a racist? I mean, it's...
I assume so.
Yeah, because it's not really something you grow... I could see you growing out of it.
Right.
Like if your parents are racist and you get out on your own and then you realize, hey, all these different colored people, they're the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like you wake up one day when you turn 30 and go like, oh my God, I hate people that don't look like me.
I've learned to only hate people that have effed me around.
Mm-hmm.
And those seem to be mostly white people.
Yeah.
But Daniel, you'll never come to visit me in the home.
The last time I did, you were slobbering next to a wall, and you didn't even recognize me.
That was my favorite wall. That's my slobber wall. I also have my piss wall and my grunt wall.
And I'm glad I caught you on the slobber wall day.
And I have the wall that I wipe my vagina on.
Yep. Glad
Can you
I
get
never...
me in a room with more walls?
No. It sounds to me like you're having enough fun with the four you got.
I don't know. I just lay in bed. My room looks like some kind of Rorschach test.
Ew.
Let's try Alfie again. Alfie?
When you're answering the phone, I want you to really learn how to do something. And I really want you to learn how to do it.
I mean, I could go in there and take a look, but I know less about that studio than anybody else.
Yeah, and then we just had, you know, Lewis just came in here and...
He goes, yeah, that's Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. That's the head of the department.
Wow.
Give me the two-way. Does Alfie keep his on?
Yes.
Alfie, do they have any... You know what? Just call me.
Man, how did we just not think of that?
Well, no, I'm just curious if they have any clue how all of a sudden the feed from that studio switched over the Premier Network. There he is. They know what's going on?
Lewis thinks that it might have been just some router switched over. He said that he's going to try and retake the session once we go to break. And right now he's going to go check out the router just to see if he can manually force it.
How would the How would the router switch on its own?
I have no clue. But he looked at my board and said, all right, you're not feeding them anything, so it's got to be something with the router feeding from my fader in there.
Let's see. It, yeah, it doesn't really give me any options on, yeah, like, what have I got? Like 20, we'll say 25 faders.
Yeah.
And a lot of them I can turn a button, let's see, and change the feed. But no, it just says Alfie. Alfie, take.
Oh, and so that Rush didn't get stuck.
Wow. See if they can at least put it back on Freddy Fender.
I was liking the polka music.
Okay, thanks.
Lewis is trying to force it. What's he in the back room just trash talking it? Take it, bitch.
Yeah, Matt, you got to take it over manually.
Got to get it in the headlight and shove my in its mouth.
Yep, got her fixed.
Dug it.
All right. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Just 1 month after having a baby, model Erin McNaught is back to posting bikini photos on Instagram. The former Miss Universe Australia showed off her already back to flat stomach with a mirror selfie and a caption that reads, 4 weeks postpartum and I'm starting to get my stomach back. And she's 32 years old. Aside from lots of walking and eating healthily, I've been doing loads of pelvic floor and transverse abdominis exercises.
So obviously this is going to be encouraging for other women who have had babies going, all right, there's no way I can get my body back.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, one commenter said, if you're a new mom and this is what's important to you, you're doing it wrong. Hashtag priorities. Others exclaimed, what the F? Some asked, how the hell is that possible? Now, she's not the only new mother that has been shamed for her physique. Norwegian Caroline Berg gained international attention last year after she posted a mirror photo of herself in lingerie showing off her stomach just days after giving birth.
Why is it fat bitches can post pictures of themselves on YouTube, or not YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Calgram, whatever that they do. Look, here's me in my underwear. Okay, that's horrific. But you've got a chick who worked really hard to get her body back, and instead of looking at that as some type of encouragement, they got a trash talker.
The reason why is because everything's got some type of shaming. So in this case, the fat folks are fit shaming this model because she looks good, therefore making them feel bad. But then if the fat chick posts a photo and then people make fun of her for being fat, now that's fat shaming. In other words, you can't put a photo online anymore and have people not just dog cuss you for it. And you could have the sweetest of intentions. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you could post a picture of Jesus Christ. You know, somebody's going to comment, oh, what is he just working out now? Skinny probably got AIDS. There is not. It's like the internet is it in itself seems to be just by its existence a troll for whiners.
Yeah.
For complainers. People that just can't see the positive aspect of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is the automatic. It's just a treasure trove of negativity. And the things that people hate the most about themselves seem to be the things that they post the most about. I can't believe that this is what's important to you after having a baby. What if it is? Some women, yes, they care about their children and also say, hey, you know what? I'd also like to still be fit afterwards. It's a choice you make.
I mean, look at Cindy Skull. She posts pictures of herself. Most of them are at events and stuff like that. So it's not like she's taking selfies
because
mm-hmm. I'd take them for her. Where'd she get divorced? Because I'm ready to plug that thing.
I thought you were more into the taken women.
No, I'm only into taken women because that's all I can get right now.
Oh.
Because since I have to rotate the married women that I visit with, I don't really get bored with them. So when I give it to them, I get it to them good. And they don't get anything like that at home. There's a lot of whoops and yelling and yippee-ki-yay motherfucker going on.
and jets shooting at trucks.
What?
It's the fourth one.
Oh. Let's see if Alfie's fixed yet.
Talking for cheap, my little scoop. You don't know what
Well, at least that's better than Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
I like the Beach Boys. She's got a competition close with the four on the floor, and she purrs like... Damn, this is better than having my own Pandora. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:39, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Northeast 28th Street. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Moving to Grapevine, westbound 635 right at 121. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is completely stopped now. All the way back from MacArthur, it's at least an hour delay through it. Don't even bother. And in Corinth, northbound I-35E right at Corinth Parkway, got an accident there. That has traffic completely stopped back from Valley Ridge. There's also a bunch more accidents in that backup. There's one on the Lake Louisville Bridge, one before Swisher, and a little one past Swisher. Just if you're headed home via North 35, just expect delays. In Irving, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker just before 183, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Grauweiler. And finally, in Garland, southbound 635 right at Jupiter Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic is jacked up back from the High Five. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, clear skies, 44 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, the high 73. Right now it's 72, the 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, since your studio's crapped out, you want to come in here? You want to sit at the big table?
When I am, it's always something Ramon has told me. The things that Chad does every single day, the things that Justin contributes every single day, that producer Kenny contributes every single day, and then there's...
I just don't get how the studio that we use for a newsroom all of a sudden starting to feed anything but what we need.
Yeah, what was the word that during the break Lewis, the engineer, said...
He said he thinks some type of router card went out.
Oh, okay. It's like a cross.
I don't know, but whatever. I don't know why it would default to over to the Premier Radio Networks.
I don't know.
Couldn't have a card go out and default to us.
That'd be nice.
Okay. You got everything you need?
Good.
Okay. Let's see. What are you on, mic 5?
Yep.
All right. How come you never come in here?
Answering phones. I try doing that and the video thing at the same time.
I know, but during breaks, whatever, you never come visit.
I'm usually pulling traffic or trying to find extra news stories, things like that.
We don't have enough?
There's never enough for this show. Not that we use them all, but...
Man, there was some attitude in that.
I'm just saying, we like to be prepared.
Who does? Well, who told you this?
It's hot in the big room.
We'll sit back at the little table next to the dinette.
I actually, there was one other piece of audio I wanted you to listen to. This is going to be sort of a guessing thing for you. I'm actually curious to see if you can guess who this person is. It's cut number 5. This is taken from the SAG Awards that I think aired last night. This is an actress, and she was presenting like an achievement thing.
She is a movie star, recording artist, and co-founder of the Thalians.
What?
Maybe I may not have been clear enough. The woman talking. See if you can guess who that is, not who she's describing.
No, I got it.
Okay, just make it sure.
The lady talking right now, you want me to identify?
Yeah.
She is a movie star, recording artist, and co-founder of the Thalians, a group that has raised more than $30 million for mental health.
Carrie Fisher.
Heard her. How'd you know that?
She was on a few episodes of 30 Rock.
Oh. All right. Fine. Fair enough. I hadn't heard her speak in a while. I think maybe the most recent thing I really heard her speak in was The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
I told you.
I knew she's had like the smoker's voice thing, but this didn't.
I didn't even recognize her on 30 Rock.
No.
Until the credits rolled, I went, Carrie Fisher was not. And then I went back and looked and went, that dried up old skank is Carrie Fisher?
Yes. What's freaky to me is if you're curious, you can search on a search on an image search. But right when I watch the video, she does not look like Carrie Fisher. She doesn't look like Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. Right now, she resembles closer to James Garner than she does Princess Leia.
She didn't look that bad on 30 Rock, and that was only a few years ago.
Well, I say that.
But I thought she was getting into shape for the Star Wars.
Oh, she has. She's slimmed down. That is certain. But, I mean, it didn't help that she was wearing, like, the smoky glasses like Jim Garner would wear. So that, or maybe that was just her smoke.
And you didn't label this with her name on it. So,
no.
So
I wanted it to be completely so you wouldn't know.
And I haven't heard this before, but it took me a second. She also does a voice on Family Guy. I think she plays Peter Griffin's boss. I'm pretty sure that's her. So that could be why I recognized her.
That may be the other. Yeah, that would make sense.
She is a movie star, recording artist.
Yeah, I think that's she does that voice of Griffin's boss.
And co-founder of the Thalians, a group that has raised more than $30 million for mental health. Mental health related causes, and 4.5 million of that money is allocated just for me.
For me and my mental health, and so I can buy smoke. I sure hope they let me smoke in Star Wars.
I think they're going to have to sort of make that leap from young, pretty Princess Leia, who had a normal-sounding voice, to old,
well, I mean, old Wheezy. As far as the storyline goes, it's a jump in time. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they just went, okay, Star Wars 1, 2, and then here's with no change in the timeline, here's Carrie Fisher.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's going to be an obvious thing. Yeah, they're not going to make them all young again, but still, he just, oof.
I'm going to put an ashtray on R2-D2's head. And Chewbacca won't stand around me while I'm smoking. Oh, it gets in my fur. Great big 7 foot tall pussy. And I mean that just like that.
I'm surprised they're smoking on set. They let her near Chewbacca. I'm surprised he'd go up in flames.
I wonder what causes that, because there are a lot of older women who's maybe it's part of menopause, but it's not always smoking. No. There are older, you know, actresses who claim they've never smoked.
And they sound like this, Alfie's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How come you don't call me anymore, Alfie?
I thought we broke up.
Well, I said we broke up.
Well, that kind of means we're broken up.
Well, what about all the other chicks that said they don't want you? You keep stalking their house.
I don't stalk them.
And blah, blah, misses you.
I miss her, too.
Albin?
Yeah.
See? Wow. Yeah, even blah, blah's mad.
Sounds like blah, blah's taking some speech therapy.
I'm not really sure what she said, but I believe you have to suck something. I think, do you still love me?
You know I do.
Do you love blah, blah?
Of course I do.
Blah, blah, do you love Alfie?
I don't think she does.
Me speaking pound and don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the love's gone. Maybe you could win me back. Wouldn't you like to win me back? You know how much of a treasure I am.
Yeah, sounds like it'd be a victory.
Shut up, blah blah.
This is the most she has ever spoken.
Again, I don't know what she's saying, but I don't think it's happy birthday. win me back.
Do I have to?
No. But you know you miss our wild sexual encounters.
Indeed I do. Those were the best.
You did seem a little shocked the first time that we were having sex and I took a shit in your face. I told you it could happen if we were doing 69. Luckily, it just landed on the back of your head.
Yeah, he was lucky.
Almost looked like a coonskin cap.
Okay, since you're in here, I'll screen my own calls. Yeah. How do you answer the phone?
Russ Martin Show.
Oh, all right.
Actually broadcasting.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yep.
All right, y'all broadcast 1190 signal.
Well, we were?
Yeah. I flipped through over. That's Michael Berry. I flipped through over 1190 and I listened to your broadcast in 1190 signal.
Hey, let me ask you this, because I tweeted this earlier today. Do you listen to our rebroadcast on 1190 in the mornings?
Give or take, yeah.
Okay. Well, is it worth continuing to do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just do a cursory check. Thank you.
One of the most respected companies in the world.
Of all the stations, they've got to screw up the router and start feeding in my studio. Ugh. Okay.
So you don't want to win me back, do you?
Have you
moved on? Are you screwing somebody else?
No, I'm not screwing somebody else, but...
Because I told you if you screwed anybody else, I'd kill you.
No, I'm not screwing anyone else. Of course not.
Wrap you up in a big sheet and smoke you like a big fat cigarette. Why don't you come over tonight and we'll see if we can rekindle the old flame.
I
can take a new on your head.
I'm doing things. I'm sorry.
I got a new cat that you can choke me with.
How do you say no to this, Alfie?
Come on. This cat is all sexed up. Right now he's doing autoerotic asphyxiation on himself. He's just hanging off the refrigerator, beating off. Listening to NX.
Actually, I did tweet that, not the cat thing, right before the show. I just said, before I commit to this long term with the 1190 rebroadcast, is anybody listening?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't guess we've been on long enough to really show up in the ratings, if there are any. I mean, it's not really that much work. Sometimes we get content out of it. In fact, Saturday night when I was up here, I was thinking, maybe time for another Shifty Gear show.
Ooh, man.
See, that's what I thought. I was up here Saturday night about 11, and I saw your car here, and I was like, I bet he's going to do another Shifty Gear show tonight.
Why didn't you come by the studio?
Because I just had enough time to grab some stuff and leave because I had an appearance.
That's right.
At the topless, bottomless bar?
Yes.
Had to go to the six-hour appearance at Pandora's.
Did they book you for 6 hours?
No, it was only two.
Why'd you say the extra four?
I don't know. I mean, seriously, between like 2:30, I was like, hey, you know what? I'll hang out a little bit longer. I'm having a good time. And then it was six.
Did you get you some legs and eggs?
No. I did get in trouble, though, because they have this thing called the lesbian show where two lesbians.
And did you forget you were a guy?
No.
I can do a tuck back. I think I got this one. Yeah, I'm a chick. Let's bump. I do me.
Yeah.
So the lesbian show, and you did what?
Well, what it is like you can, if you tip the girls, they do certain things. And I misunderstood. I thought, hey, with this whipped cream across this one chick's ass, I was like, you know, I thought the guy said, hey, for $10, you can lick. That's what I thought. But it's the girls that were supposed to do that action. So I threw my $10 down and just licked the ass, and I almost got kicked out.
For $10, you, yeah.
But
he said you can lick.
I thought it was something else.
That's what Chloe heard.
Yeah.
I'm sure he said not that.
Why would I want to pay $10 to see some chick lick whipped cream off somebody else's ass?
I see.
I want to do it. I want to have her do it to me.
See, that's what I said.
So what did they say to you?
You can't do that. There was so a big security guard guy. They were nice. They were cool about it. They're like, no. Hey, no.
Well, you asked me for $10 in whipped cream, and you said want to lick.
I think he may have said for licking.
How far would they go with stuff? Will they do any of this?
I didn't see any of that because I was getting talked to afterwards. So during that whole time, and that was kind of toward the beginning. So I missed the rest of it because...
You got in trouble.
Yeah. Come here.
It's like, you missed a whole finger in at 4 o'clock thing.
Yeah. We know you're the DJ and all, but you just can't go licking girls.
Well, give me the do's and don'ts before... Where is Pandora?
It's right off Harry Hines, Northwest Highway-ish, kind of.
Oh. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe for that particular show, you should have like a little written rules thing next to it. That way, there's no ambiguity.
You cannot lick the performers.
Because now that someone's done it, it set the precedent and therefore the need for the sign.
Yeah, because anytime there's a warning sign, you know somebody has done it once.
That's why it's there. Yeah.
Are they not going to invite you back because you licked the ass?
I don't think they were that upset. They were nice about it. They were just like, and the first guy yelled, "Hey!" And then one of the managers pulled me aside and explained,
"How come you can't lick their ass?"
That's against the rules.
Their rules are the law.
Maybe the law.
Were there any cops there? Because I think cop would let you get away with it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Just wear one of the T-shirts we've got that said "Blessed are the Peacemakers."
I mean, like, they didn't threaten to call the cops or anything. They just, you know.
So it's in Dallas. Dallas cops will let you lick ass. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's on their Dallas Police Association T-shirt.
Right on.
Who was it? Hang on, let me think. I think it was Kenzie that got into a car wreck. This goes back to cops. Was it? Last week?
Last Thursday.
And somehow they figured out what she did. And do you know the story, Chloe?
Kind of.
Because one of the cops, I think it was one of the cops told her, anytime we, you know it now?
I know now, yeah, because it was a senior cop and a rookie cop. And the senior cop was talking to the rookie cop.
Hey, what was the wreck? Kenzie hit somebody, somebody hit her.
Kenzie just hits a big piece of wood in the middle of the freeway.
Okay. So you got two cops, veteran and a rookie. They're having a conversation back and forth. The veteran is explaining to the rookie who what the Russ Martin Show is.
Yes.
And?
And the veteran cop goes, do you listen to the Russ Martin Show? And the rookie cop said, nope. And the veteran cop goes, you're dealing with royalty here. Seriously, that's what it was. And Kenzie's like, what do I say? What do I do? You know.
Yes, that is me. I am Kenzie from the Russ Martin Show. Mm-hmm. I'm the same one that does not know where my vagina is, just in case you need proof.
There's your royalty.
It sounds like inbred English.
So,
royalty.
Was he saying it in a matter of to treat anybody on the show like royalty?
That's what it seemed like to me when she was telling me the story. She just said it was really cool, and the fact that the way that he said it, she was like, okay, you know, that's pretty cool.
I don't like that. I don't like people that I look up to looking up to us. And I've said that to many a cop.
Yeah, you have. I've seen it, and that feels odd.
Mm-hmm. It does, because we're not looking for – and we're late again. I didn't set up the foundation to get out of trouble, and it certainly didn't work even if I did.
Right.
But never hit. How did they figure out who Kenzie was?
I think her mom was there at this point. I think her mom.
That's right. That was part of the story. Her mom's going, that's Kinsey from the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, no.
Even though Kinsey wasn't in trouble for anything, they were just working an accident.
Yes.
You know who my daughter is? Oh, God, that's the worst.
Yeah, I don't even like telling cops anything. They used to ask that. Okay, where do you work?
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask that anymore. And somehow they still figure it out. Even though, on the license it says Martin, Russell. Well, I wouldn't immediately think me.
No, but when you see the name on the license, you may be Facebook friends with some of them, may not know it. They may follow you on Twitter, even though you hardly tweet anything. And some may have, unfortunately, seen your media photo.
Lick it. Then I got a ticket and I think it was Grapevine. And then by the time I got to work, I got an apology email from the cop because somebody told one of the other police officers, told him who I was. I'm sorry, boss. I didn't know. I went back. All right. See what happens if you do it again.
You did not.
Those are the people that you want to go, all right, now I'm checking everything out on the car. If you even utter the words, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, no, you're not doing whatever charity work you do. You're not doing it because it's the right thing to do. You're looking for some type of flag-waving acknowledgement.
Yeah, and special treatment.
Like when I was nominated for the award of something by the Women in Television and Broadcasting, Radio, whatever.
Yeah, I think it was AWRT.
A-Wart.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they didn't believe that I really slapped Mandy around or they wouldn't have nominated me for Talent of the Year or what Personality of the Year. But they wanted you to list all of the charity work that you do, and I wouldn't do it. And I don't know if they thought I was being a jackass or...
They probably just don't understand it because most people are only happy to write down all of their accomplishments and all the ways that they're trying to change humanity so they can get some type of award for it or acknowledgement. That's how I think most people operate, or at least most people that talk into one of these for a living. They want that attention. They want that... praise.
I appreciate the fact that police and fire like us because obviously I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not accept an award because of charity work. I accepted the TMPA award, whatever the hell it was called, Citizen of the Year, whatever.
Sounds right.
And mostly those are only awarded to police officers. But they really threatened to come and get me.
Yeah. They played that pretty strong.
But to do charity work and then go, I'd be ashamed of an award that I won. I even told Johnny when she was still at Operation Kindness. I was Volunteer of the Year, whatever. I went, you give me one more award, and I'm not letting you on the show anymore. It's not going to happen. I'm not trying to be humble or whatever the other freaking word is.
A good guy?
Magnanimous?
Magnanimous, yeah. I'm not trying to be something on the periodic chart of elements. There's no reason. Just being magnesium is part of my character. Late again, aren't we?
Yes.
Damn it!
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Advanced Vaping System from Fenn. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at Riverside Drive. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Oakland Boulevard. In Louisville, westbound Business 121, just after that 121 split, got an accident right at Holford's Prairie Road. Driver's kind of crappy in the area. It's probably going to start backing up onto regular 121 here in a bit. Moving into Irving, westbound 183, right at Story Lane, got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back to I-35. And finally, in Garland, southbound 635, right at Jupiter Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up. Back to the High 5. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Clear skies tonight, 44 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 73. Right now, it's 72 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
During our commercial break, I was watching CBS 11. They're obviously running a lot of promos that Karen Borda has moved to mornings on CBS 11.
Mm-hmm.
She looks good. Man, I'd like to her. I know she's a mom, a family chick, and probably married and has values, but I'd still like to her. Stick my in her mouth and fart all over her chin.
Oh, my God.
Why would you?
Because I'd be that excited. I've actually done that before, looking at adult entertainment. You're sitting there, you're looking at something, and you fart, and you go, is that crude?
Well, if it's just you.
I know, but, like, is that nasty?
Yes.
Not really, because it's just you, but you still have to think about it. I understand. Be like,
if you have to ask.
Well, I know, but it's like I'm already doing something disgusting.
Yeah, you know at the very least.
You know, right in the middle of it, you fart. Man, ain't you guys, is there any class at all that lives within you? Is that the new chick, Kaylee something on CBS 11?
Yeah.
Kaylee O'Kelly.
Husband and two wonderful children. You guys have settled in nicely. You got your house. You moved in. And you did the Texas thing this weekend. You got a little steak, I heard.
Absolutely. And you know what? It went down well.
Mm. Dinner, huh?
Yeah, we had the mushroom.
Yeah, I like it when you're talking about swallowing that steak. I swallow all of meat.
So her new nickname will be Meat Throat.
Reunite.
Very cool. Well, it's great to have you here. Everybody will get to say hi. See her on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll chat more as the evening goes along. But great to have you here.
Thank you.
Pause and take a moment to say that. Hey, did you get a toll tag yet?
I need to get
one. Here's the deal. So you can cruise the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo for free if you get a toll tag, and if you have it.
Well, look at you and your segues.
Hey. He went to Segway school.
So far, CBS 11 has lost. Whitney Droland quit.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Bankert went someplace else, part of the CBS Morning Show. Dick Bugs Higgins, he got popped because he ran amok in Colorado.
Tracy Cornish, who was the 4 o'clock anchor.
She's gone.
She left. Babe Laufenberg.
He said he couldn't come to terms.
Yes.
With CBS 11. He'd been there 12 years.
That was what he tweeted, said couldn't come to terms on a new deal.
I wonder if just because he'd been there for so long, they just said, you know, we can get somebody a little younger. I don't know how many people really remember that Babe Laufenberg played for the Cowboys. I'm sure initially that was the thing that added to his notoriety.
It absolutely did. I remember when they first hired him to do that, I thought, what does Babe know about sports casting? It just seemed odd at the time because I knew he was a former Cowboys quarterback, but it's different than actually getting in front of the TV. And he quickly changed my mind. I was like, okay, no, he's fine. He's got a handle on it.
Yeah, it seems the norm. Okay, I'm done with professional sports. Now I'm going to be a sports caster. Well, not everybody can do it.
And it's not
Troy Aikman, to me, is one of the best.
Yes, and it's not usually in the capacity where you're the sports guy on the news station. That's not typically where the jock goes. It's usually like an Aikman. You go in the booth and you give your analysis on a game because that's what you know the best.
But it's funny, you know, when I finally, let's say I'm forced to retire from radio, I'm obviously not going to go in to get into pro sports. Although it seems fair.
It would seem fair, but...
Athletes retire, they go into radio. Or television.
Yeah.
I retire from radio. Go start playing for the Cowboys.
And that's part of that's part of what some of the athletes have. They don't think about their career post-playing. Some do, but some of them think, oh, I'll go do play-by-play. You realize you can't talk, right?
Man, what makes you think I can't talk?
No one can understand you.
Everybody's not saying what I want.
You see?
What?
Thank you.
Nobody understands me. I'm from New York.
Huh?
New York.
New York?
New York.
Oh, okay, there. Okay. Then maybe you could be the local guy there somehow doing something.
What's the guy that's really hard to understand? Is it Merriweather? Former boxer?
Yes, Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather? Is he the one that's kind of hard to understand?
Usually because he's yelling.
Oh. Okay. Maybe thinking of somebody from The Family Guy.
That may be more accurate. Right. Although Ali...
They'll have somebody on there. You know, like if they're calling a boxing match,
mm-hmm.
and the guy's going,
I slumped him with 55 and said 4.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a former boxer that obviously had been beaten the head his entire career.
Yeah, he's just permanently punch drunk.
Yeah. Say, man, did you ever put your hands up? What about Muhammad Ali?
I'll say he can be pretty difficult to understand.
Well, he's got Alzheimer's?
Parkinson's. And he didn't really speak much.
Well, he obviously went through a lot. And then, you know, after his career, he had to do Decon Forgon commercials.
Roaches.
I can knock out anything on two legs. Well, roaches, they're hard to punch. I don't want you living with roaches.
Mm-hmm.
Decon full gone. Okay. Till you said you had something. Alfie had something, and you had something. So you go first, Dan.
Oh, damn it. What did I have?
Tweet.
Yes. Yeah. You had mentioned you actually sent out a tweet earlier asking about.
Is anybody listening to the rebroadcast on 1190?
Yeah. And you got a bunch of replies. I'll just read some to you. First response, no.
Go ahead.
But hang on. Another response, I listen. Yeah, buddy, usually catch the first 2 hours of the day and the rest of the show in the morning. Another one, yes. Another one, I listen, but the signal terrible, at least in Red Oak. Another guy says, yep, listen to stuff I missed the day before. I definitely listen. I do. Listen in the afternoon, not on 1190. Someone else just said they were impressed that you tweeted something.
So not that many responses, 10, 12. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think, if we commit to this long term.
I would say at least 30 replies, and I'd say 97% say yes, they listen.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't take that much time. Dan started helping out with editing the show for 1190 so I can focus on cutting up the show for RussMartin.fm for the archives. But if... I don't know. I mean, borderline, it's kind of considered syndicated, even mm-hmm. though our nearest affiliate's 50 feet away. But now that Patrick Davis, our vice president of operations...
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one man get so many promotions in the course of the time I've been here.
Oh, gee, I wonder how or why that could be.
Well, they keep firing people.
Okay, well, I didn't. Yeah, that helps. I was going to say maybe it has something to do with you.
No, not with Patrick. When I started here, he was just program director over KISS. And then when they got rid of Vinny Bag of Dicks.
I still love that we gave him that name.
Well, that's what he deserves.
That's what he is.
I think his last name was Richards, so we just started calling him Vinny Bag of Dicks.
We made the natural leap.
I think it goes from that, then to operations manager, then vice president of operations, and now he's over Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin. And you know it's not going to stop there. Mm-mm. And I wanted to stop by his office and congratulate him and ask him, all right, how much of a raise should you have gotten? Because, you know, even though they added another market another four or five stations in Austin, you know they didn't give him any extra money.
No. Sorry, Mr. Davis. This is going to be a promotion in title only.
Even though I put Patrick on the same level as Gavin Spittle. Gavin doesn't get the accolades he deserves. Short of the fact I accidentally called him during the D&M commercial break.
I pulled that if you want.
The audio?
Yep.
I don't know why Gavin's cell number, that's probably one of the few cell numbers that I actually know. It's sort of similar to Jeff Corin's, but not really. And I just die. Well, I mean, it's got a few sequential numbers, and that's why it sticks in my head. And just to have Gavin go, hey, it's Gavin. Okay, was I calling Gavin? No, I was calling Jeff Corin. Well, I guess we'll talk to Gavin. I don't know why he thought he was going to get fired.
Yeah, he was worried because
how many times have we talked about the fan? Not really the fan, but KRLD.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every day I heard this on KRLD, I heard that. Mm-hmm. The radio in my office is always on KRLD in case breaking news. So I don't know why he thought he would get fired for being on a Clear Channel station. Somebody was going to get fired. Dan said this during the break. Yeah. Somebody's going to get fired. It should be us.
That's right. We're plugging the other company's stations and talking to their boss on the air and letting him plug his side business. Yeah. Well, we should be on the street right now.
I felt bad that I called him by accident, and I remembered, well, he's got a T-shirt business. Might as well plug it. And I still forget what the domain is.
AwesomeSportsLogos.com.
Is that it?
Yes.
And there's really a lot of cool shirts on the website.
There are. There's some really good ones.
Okay, so people are listening. Got the tweet thing handled.
Yes.
What did you want, Alfie?
Remember back in December when you were in Addison and you went and dropped $100 into the firefighter boot? They were collecting for Toys for Tots, I think.
Yes. And then I whined about the fact that they didn't even say thank you, which was as petty as anybody could possibly be.
Well, their president wants you to come to their big end-of-year gala for Toys for Tots.
The Toys for Tots thing's over.
Well, I guess they do it, they stagger it, so they collect every year, and then the toys they get that year, they use for the following Christmas.
They do Toys for Tots promotions year-round. It's just not as widely publicized as it is during Christmas.
Okay. So what is the gala about?
There's a big gala they're holding at here, if you want, you can just read the email.
Greetings. My name is John, I assume it's Pasuski. I'm the president of the Addison Firefighters Association and would like to invite Russ Martin to the annual Toys for Tots grand finale. Please pass this invitation along to him with my contact information. The details are outlined below. Thank you and have a great day. It's like it's a few days away. And it just says where it is. In appreciation for the tremendous support your organization has provided to us. I only get them $100.
They consider that tremendous support, I guess.
Well, there are people that gave a lot. Collectively, the $100, had I not given that, that would have never been missed.
But you also plug their Toys for Tots campaign
I plugged it because nobody said thank you when I dropped $100 in that bucket. Boot.
And we had Nathan from Dickie's Barbecue feed Addison Fire Station 1.
That's because I felt like a piece of ass because I said anything about it.
They consider that a tremendous support.
No, I'm not going to this.
Why not?
They will set me on fire. No. It's not that I don't appreciate it, but I only gave him $100. It's not like we ran a full-blown campaign. It was one of those things. I was pumping gas at, I think it was an Exxon right there near Addison. I saw him out with the boots, so went in to the ATM, pulled out $100, walked out to the middle of the street, threw it in the boot, and went, there you go, boss.
And that's something that a small percentage, an incredibly small percentage of all people will do.
But then I felt kind of slighted because he didn't even at least say, we appreciate it. He was, I knew he was busy, and I shouldn't have said a damn thing. That makes me as pathetic as anybody that has a charity that's running around going, look what I'm doing. So I don't deserve to go to this gala.
They want you to go.
They want to burn me.
They're going to burn you if you don't go.
He's got a good point there.
Yeah. No, actually, I got that email, but I thought it was just like a general press release. That's why I didn't read it.
I think they did send out a general one, but they sent this specifically for you.
No, I don't deserve to go for two reasons. I only gave them $100, and then I complained about it, which is, like I said, about as I can think of no other level of patheticism.
But hang on.
That you can reach. But shut up. It might be a word.
I'm not going to doubt you based on last time.
But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, even if all that's accurate, that still means that they... I think the biggest thing is that you were honest about it.
Well, a lot of people that are pathetic are honest.
No, they're not.
And petty.
No, most people either they don't realize they're that way or they make up excuses to explain the reason they are that way. You actually had a number of people see that you were actually very candid.
I was candid because obviously I'm a self-centered a-hole.
And that part helps. Meaning that you call yourself out.
That doesn't make me a good person.
Well, what I'm saying is that you're self-deprecating.
I'm a full-blown... Well, obviously a man of quality. To where he complained that he didn't get a thank you for dropping, you know, a few dollars into a boot for children who don't have toys. I'm still embarrassed to talk about it. I'm not going for two reasons. I don't deserve to. I appreciate the invitation, but I know they're going to stick a fire hose up my ass and blow me up.
So how do you want Alfie to respond?
Just don't. Tell him you never got it.
We're talking about it on air.
Well, we got to solve our own problems. So basically, it's just like in the city of New Orleans.
Tell them they heard the wrong station. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't do enough. Had we mounted a full-blown campaign and it was just a matter of just going out and hanging out and celebrating the fact that you got a bunch of toys for children that normally wouldn't have gotten them. But that should be, you know, all the firefighters and the Marines.
That's who you need to be scared of.
The Marines?
Because the original press release was sent out by Major General Bill Gossel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not going.
You have firefighters and Marines that want you to go somewhere.
I think it's something that needs to be paid attention to. It's not just a regular general. It's a major one.
Well, I'm a major asshole. And I think in civilian life, that trumps.
Mm.
It's like if we were playing rock, paper, assholes.
Oops.
That is on the, 29th. That's a Thursday. What time does it say?
Looks like the event starts at 6:30, but the actual awards isn't until 7:45.
See, you can't make it.
Sure you can.
It's in Arlington.
You can make that.
Really?
Yes.
No, I can't.
You can.
I have to cut up the show after we get off the air.
The people for .fm will wait a couple hours.
People for .fm, I'm surprised they haven't rioted already. Well, I paid for an entire month for January, and mother ain't been on 3 days.
Have someone else do it.
Nobody else knows how to do it.
Well, you got a couple days to show us.
I'm not going to go. I don't deserve to go. That's in the final analysis, I don't deserve to go.
Okay.
I gave them $100. That was nothing compared to what they raised. And because I was petty enough to say anything about it, even more so, I don't deserve to go.
I think they just respect the honesty and the $100.
Well, you can be honest about a lot of things, and I don't think people would respect it. Hey, baby, today you the fattest bitch I seen. The fattest.
Congratulations.
Type of award you think I'd get from her? Honesty isn't always the positive.
No, I didn't say that it was.
In fact, when I saw you, I didn't even think fat. I just saw you and I thought, damn. You run around collecting fat, having lipo induction.
How about, Alfie, you just reply, that's very kind, but we're on the air till this point, and blah, blah, blah.
You got it. I'll take care of it.
And our support for police and fire will continue to be unwavering.
All right. I'll take care of it.
And that should shut them the f*** up.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Damn, is it really? 6:39. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound on the toll, right near Beltline. Okay, northbound on the tollway right near Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Alpha. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at I-35. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is jacked up back from Hampton Road. And in Mesquite, southbound 635, right at Highway 80. Got an accident blocking the exit to go westbound. Traffic is jacked up back from Town East Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, clear skies and 44. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 73. Right now, 70 degrees and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Line one, Alfie?
Yes, please.
Damn, busy. Running back and forth between studios, directing the video stream and screening calls. Yes, Chris.
Hey, boss. Hey, as an active duty Marine, first off, thank you guys for everything y'all do for us. But that $100, you probably don't know, it may have given 3, 4, or 5 kids a Christmas.
And I'm sure it did some good, but I should have kept my mouth shut. Whether I felt like I got a thank you or not, I should have dropped off the cash and then shut the hell up. And I didn't.
No. Well, you do a lot for us. So, I mean, I think they're actually trying to help repay you. If a major general's the one putting out the invite, we will never tell him no. And I'm pretty sure there's a couple other Marines that might be agreeing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably best to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get something straight here, just so I got it. Is it the Army that says hoo-ah?
Yes.
And the Marines that says hoorah?
Correct.
Okay, because that came up one day and somebody told me I had it wrong. I just want to make sure I had it.
Yes, sir.
I think, are you still in the Marines?
Yes, I've been in for the past 11 years and, looking at a couple more years ahead of me.
And what is your current status?
Active.
Well, I mean,
rank.
Rank.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sergeant.
Staff sergeant.
Sergeant.
Sergeant. What's the difference between the two?
Yeah.
It's just a different pay grade. It's more money for a staff sergeant than a sergeant.
But it doesn't sound as cool. It makes it sound like you're an office sergeant.
Yeah, like yeah. But they always have to go. Yes, staff sergeant. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Well, it's not like that all the time. That's just the movies.
Oh.
Well, it also...
what do you call them in, just in normal daily life?
You just call them staff sergeant. You don't have to, yes, sir, no, sir, aye, sir, all that stuff.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you, sir, for the phone call and everything else that you've done.
Oh, thank you for everything you guys have done for us.
Semper Fidelis.
Thank you, sir. Semper Fi.
That's Latin.
I think he knows.
Most of them just know Semper Fi. Semper Fidelis, always faithful.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder, though, because you do have staff sergeant, then regular sergeant. I wanted to ask him about, was it gunnery sergeant? See, that's why I always thought staff sergeant wasn't that great, like when I was younger, because there was a gunnery sergeant. You would think that's what you would want to go for. Who wants to be the office sergeant?
Yeah. What are you sergeant of? Staff. What about you? Guns.
And as a kid, I thought that seems a little bit cooler or more prestigious.
And first of all, it's Arlington, so I'm not going to go. Second of all, I don't deserve to go. And even more so because nobody should have known I dropped off $100. Nobody.
Mm. Well, the problem is that it's out there, and as that
it's
fine...
out there because I'm a whiny little bitch.
The origination is now doesn't it's irrelevant. The fact is that you did help. And you gave some money. You also promoted it when you talked about it, and you said you were sorry. And then a fine Marine has called in and said it'd be a good idea for you to show up. And then another one on Facebook has said it'd be a good idea if you went, because you don't want them to come get you.
Yeah, because the way that Marine said on the phone, it just might be in your best interest to go.
Well, this Marine here used the words, and I quote, snatch and grab.
I ain't scared of you Marines.
Well.
That's right. Bo said it. Take it home with you.
Bo from Bo and Jim.
No. I appreciate it, but no. I'm not trying to be humble or magnesium about it. It's just. The fact that I said anything about it makes me unworthy. And that's the end of the story. What else we got?
I got more news.
Okay. Then, yeah.
All right. Cosmo is always interesting and full of interesting information for the ladies. And now Cosmo has tips on how to get through the first year of a relationship with their 10 best pieces of advice.
First year should be the easiest. If you're talking about dating the first year or marriage the first year, because those are dramatically different.
This just says the first year of a new relationship. But it's weird.
I don't know how you blow that. Because really, the beginning, especially if you're really into a chick, you're buying stuff, you're thinking about her all the time, you're dropping off notes, which all of that is absolutely the wrong thing to do because there's no way you keep up. And, you know, every time you get together, you know you're going to upside down. Mm-hmm. Which way should we tonight? Why don't we role play? Why don't you be the bitch and I you?
Well, we're spinning.
We'll go get on the sit and spin. You sit on it and I'll see if I can shoot it in there like a game at the state fair.
But you're right. This doesn't really... The pieces of advice don't sound like something that would be for the first year. These actually read like pieces of advice that would be good for the 10th year of a relationship. For example, stop picking fights about things you don't really care about.
You don't do that. I can't really see you doing that in the first year. Maybe after the first 6 months where everybody's sort of gotten not really complacent.
But settled into the relationship
but,
a little bit.
Really... Still, the first year is you're going through all the different seasons and all the holidays, so everything is new to both of you, so there really shouldn't be any issue the first year. Also, but arguing about something that doesn't matter, man, I can't give that up.
For you, that's like your baseball. That's your pastime. Another one they mention is be generous with compliments.
You can compliment, but if you're generous, then again, as the relationship goes on, we always know what's going to come up. You don't compliment me like you used to. Well, I used it all in the beginning. Well, am I not still beautiful? No.
Whoa, 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 hey.
I'm sorry. You tricked me up. Are you a prosecutor?
That's not fair. You tricked me into saying something I don't want to say.
And not in the beginning of the relationship, not only did I, as the guy, not get any gifts, mm-hmm. I still don't get any gifts. Well, I didn't want you to feel overwhelmed. Well, look at you. Look, you've mastered something.
Well, baby, how would you know what me being overwhelmed looks like or feels like? Because it's never happened.
Yeah. Why don't you give me something and see if I could feign overwhelming?
Yeah. Let me process it. Instead of complaining about the new video game, why don't you buy it for me?
Okay, so what? Let me take these since Alf, you can't screen them. Eagle.
Hey, I was just going to say that if Chloe had to go on that date, then Russ needs to go to that event.
Okay. Not a bad deal. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Chloe. If I go to this thing, it's not really fair, but the Toys for Tots gala, mm-hmm. then you got to go on your queer date.
So it's laying on me now.
Sounds like it.
But I know what's going to happen. If I go on this date, then you're not going to go to this other thing anyway.
Well, this thing is like this Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you're planning for this weekend, you got plenty of time to get all ramped up for your queer date.
If you go to the thing on Thursday, yes. Yeah. Then I'll go.
Then I'll go Thursday.
Okay, then.
Now, since I promised, we're going to buy you clothes. Now, have you decided you're going to be the top or the bottom? Because that means tux or prom dress.
Well, no, I'm just wearing normal clothes, and it's not wearing prom date stuff.
Well, it's the first date. Don't you want to impress somebody? Everybody, regardless of, you know, I know Tom likes his template. Just go be yourself. For the most part, it's fine. But you still want to sort of impress. You want to look good.
It'd be old-fashioned. Get dressed up.
I mean, I still do that. I get dressed up, and I might buy him a flower, not a rose, because, you know, I don't want her just losing her f***ing mind.
A rose?
Yeah, because you and a rose would be too much to handle?
Well, you get them like a carnation or just something that doesn't really mean love. It's just a thought. Mm. Especially now, because I don't know that chivalry is dead. But I'm sure it's probably on some type of life support. Mm-hmm. You know, opening doors for women or car doors, whatever, which I still do. And you hold their seat out. And if a woman comes back to the table, you stand up. Or you meet a woman, you take your hat off. And the hat off thing still, when I do it, still throws chicks off.
Because that one's very much, I think that's gone beyond life support.
Too antiquated?
Yeah. I think that one's been dead for a while.
it just seems proper.
It's also pretty touching when a woman recognizes why you're doing it.
Like, they know what I'm doing. It's like, what, you got lice or crickets or something underneath your hat?
That's why I said crickets? When they recognize.
Yeah. You letting your chinch bugs hair out?
That man trying to give me lice. That's another reason, Chloe, to find out or make the decision, are you top or bottom? Because you got to figure who's going to pull out whose chairs.
Yeah, and who's going to pull out of whose ass.
Oh, jeez.
Just because a sales guy asked you out and he happens to be gay doesn't mean that. I mean, how many first dates with women always end in sex? There may be a little of, what do you kids call it? Heavy petting?
Sure.
Making out, you know. Maybe grabbing a boob. Possibly, if it went really well, some stinky finger.
Yeah, I don't plan on getting stinky finger.
Maybe he does.
Yeah. So if you don't want the stinky finger, that means you
should not wipe real good for a few days so he gets a real good stinky finger.
Woo-hoo, man. Yeah, that's not cool. You can take that with him.
Yeah. Man, this is the cream of the crap.
There it is. Jesus.
Man. Oh. Say he took you to a nice place and bought you steak or just took you out and showed you a good time. At least let the man finger you.
No.
And don't wash your ass for a few days. Oh. So when he gets a stinky finger, it means something.
Jesus.
Special.
Yeah.
No. You nasty man.
You're sitting there in the car. You're making out afterwards. He pulls your legs apart. Pulls your panties down.
God.
Oh. Mm. All of a sudden, you feel his wrist on your balls, and then his finger goes up your tutu.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm out. Oh, my God. I'm out.
And he's a mashing, and you guys are a tongue kissing.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
All of a sudden, he has to pull the car over.
Hey, no! Oh, God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
P. M. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you again by Napa Auto Parts. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20, right at I-35. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Marvin D. Love. And a Mesquite southbound 635 right at Highway 80. Got an accident blocking the ramp to go westbound onto Highway 80. But as traffic jacked up back from Town East Boulevard. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all this week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Rush on May 18th at the AAC before you can even buy them, plus a $50 Twin Peaks gift card. All the details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, clear skies and 44. Tomorrow, sunny. A high of 73. Right now, 70. The 97.1, the Eagle.
H&R Block. It's refund season. Come into Block and get your billions back, America. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to make an appointment.
How about some...
How about you suck my and play bucko? KEGL, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
All right, what do we have left, Daniel?
I don't think you finished the relationship thing.
No, we got through two of the
first
10.
One was...
Stop picking fights about things you don't really care about. Second one was be generous.
There is a template I use. All right. 10 years from now, would I be pissed off about this? If not, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You got me arrested for no reason? Yeah, I'm going to be pissed off 10 years from now.
Sounds like it.
So I don't think I'll let that one go.
No. The second one, be generous with compliments. And again, these are tips for surviving just the first year of a new relationship, according to Cosmo. But... as we're finding, this really doesn't seem like first-year stuff. It's more like year 10. Number three, spend plenty of time with your friends. This one I can see that can kind of work for the early on.
Well, early on, you're enamored. All the, the brain releases whatever the hell it's called in the beginning of a relationship.
Oxytocin, I believe.
Probably. So you're all wrapped up. All you can do is think about them. Then you're talking to them on the phone at night, even though you've probably seen them all day.
Okay, I really have to go to bed. Can I hang up?
All right, you hang up first.
You hang up first.
I'm going to hang up.
Did you hang up yet?
No, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, bye.
You don't hang up.
I know, I love you. I'm three knuckles in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not doing phone sex with you.
Why not? I do it with you.
Yeah, but I'm not really doing anything. That's why I've never been into phone sex. I could just see me going, and she's on the other end going.
See, you hear a bunch of other people start laughing?
Yeah. I love Skype.
Oh, no.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say, is phone sex even still a thing? Or does it just skip straight ahead to FaceTime?
I don't know. I've never done it. I have no intentions because really you don't know what the other person is doing.
You don't. And in today's technology, they could be recording the conversation with just a simple push of a button.
All of a sudden you're on Facebook going,
okay. hang on, the plunger slipped out. Wait.
There's just... I got a big enough issue with trust to begin with. Are there anything you'd like to, certain things you'd like to try in bed? Yeah, I like to sex. Up, down, in, out. You'll sit on top? Okay, that's fine. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, that's about it. I'm surprised I talked any of them into three ways. I love three ways.
I think that's why they tend to have their own category on different websites, because they're so wonderful.
It's like, all right, just so I understand this, I can eat that, which ain't yours, and you ain't going to get mad. And then you're going to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can shove this in her mouth, and you still ain't going to get mad.
Mm, okay.
But I can't shove this in her.
Hell no.
Okay, that's fair. Although, while you guys are doing 69, I'm shoving it in her butt. Because you don't know what's going on.
I can read the rest of these tomorrow.
Do you read all of them?
Number four, go on dates. Again, if it's first year, that seems like something you'd be doing anyway. Number five, try new things together.
I'm thinking this is a first year of marriage.
It just says first year of a new relationship.
Well, you're already trying new things together.
Mm-hmm.
Going, like when I dated Lauren Gifford, the local singer, for a short period of time. She had an appearance at some hookah place in Deep Ellum, which obviously is on my frequent list.
Oh, you love hookah.
But I went. Kind of cool. Limo George drove us down there. It's things I probably wouldn't do again, but she had to be there. It was kind of exciting. I was into the relationship. But I don't think I ever went back.
Well, obviously the reason you went was to be with her. And so, yeah, she, you know, she showed you something different and fun, and you enjoyed yourself.
And she played with my thing in the limo.
And yeah, she played with your hookah.
She didn't get no smoke.
Oh.
Too much liquid.
Yeah, you got some, you got a whiskey hookah?
Maybe you scream my balls harder, smoke will come out.
Also, number six, get to know their friends in doses. Number seven, make sure you tell them when something really matters to you.
That seems like a lot of pressure the first year. Yeah. You're supposed to learn things about each other, but I don't know. Maybe it's in vogue to be straightforward in the beginning. Because if I start dating again, or when I start dating again, somebody that I decide is worthy of me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell them, all right, here's my lifestyle. I like my dogs, I like my house, I like to work, and I like to and I like to have my sucked. So if you're into any of those,
mm-hmm.
then we have some place to go from this point forward. I also, from time to time, enjoy a three-way, and that is with two women, no fellers.
And no surprises.
What kind of surprises?
It starts out with the two of you, and then she tries to sneak in some other guy.
There will be no other guy.
Well, if the two of you were 69, and then he just...
all right, I got a question. You and me are 69, and all of a sudden, I got a in my ass. Somebody's a tranny. Because I know earlier I was playing with four someone, and I thought I had the only in the room.
Someone wasn't completely honest.
Yeah, I don't care how, if we thought we were really soulmates and this was it and this is my last hoorah, if they're into, you know, two guys, no. not just because I don't want to have some other guy doing you. I don't want to be in another the same room with another naked man.
It's awkward enough at the gym.
Hey, we're not sharing anybody. Hey, Leon, you gonna pull a train on the old guy with his balls hanging out on the counter? How many were there, 10 or 7?
10. Three more real quick. The last one's my favorite. Number 8, don't only tell your friends about the negative sides of your relationship.
You shouldn't have that at the beginning.
You shouldn't. That's why.
Is this out of Cosmo?
It's out of Cosmo, yes.
All right.
Number 9, don't snoop.
In the beginning, you really don't have the desire to snoop because you assume they're as into you as you them. But at a certain point, bitches got to be vetted. You got to, especially if you haven't had. See, the thing is, guys don't need that talk where we sit down and go, okay, we're exclusive now. I've never done that. I just assume if it's you and me, it's you and me. Now, whatever she assumes is her own mistake.
And that's why you do that. That way you've
Well, you can have the conversation, but until we're married, that conversation means nothing. Are we exclusive? Oh, yeah, baby. You and me. Nobody else when you're here.
When you're here. And finally.
Are you seeing anyone else?
Not right now.
I'm dating you. Who am I with right now? Well, I'm an old man. My time is valuable. Would I waste it anywhere else? I'm spending my valuable time with you.
You didn't answer my question.
Exactly.
And finally, apologize when you know you're wrong.
That. I'm sure you already heard that coming in your head before I said it.
Yeah, about 5 hours ago when I first saw the story.
If it's something blatant and something bad happened, and you go, okay, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. But if it's one of those gray areas of, well, how can you even call me and tell me you're going to be late? And if you had promised, then technically you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. I'm not checking in every time I do something. I told you I would be home. Am I home? Yeah, you're home. But you're not here at the right time. I didn't realize I had to have a right time.
It's just respectful to tell someone that you're going to be somewhere when you say you are.
I said I was coming home, and I came home. What the f*** are you doing in my house?
I made a copy of the key when you were asleep.
I'm sorry. I really, at this point, I should have matured into the point of, if you're wrong, say you're wrong. If it's something like, you know, dumping $100 to Toys for Tots and being upset because I didn't at least get a nod or a thank you, that's wrong. And I said I was wrong.
Yes.
I've done stuff on the air before that made people uncomfortable, and I apologized to them off the air and said I was wrong. But bitches don't get the same, no. Because as soon as they decide, oh, he is fallible. Now, because then they're going to question you about everything. Why can't you just say you're wrong? I will when I am. If we ever get around to it, then I'll be happy to say I was wrong.
So in all the years we've been together, not once you've been wrong?
No.
And that means in all the years that we're going to be together in the coming years, you're not going to be wrong then, are you?
Exactly.
No, because you're never wrong.
If that's something you can't live with. I mean, yeah, if I was like you and I was wrong all the time, I'd get used to it. It's not like I cherish being right all the time. I've just gotten accustomed to it. And you would think you being wrong all the f-ing time, after a certain point, you'd become acclimated to it.
Or you think she'd give up.
It's like just, you know, anytime you open your mouth, just whatever you're going to say, stop and just go, I'm wrong.
But that's not right. Then that means you don't even have to hear what I have to say.
I don't need to hear what you have to say.
You need to validate my feelings.
I'm not going to validate wrong feelings.
My feelings aren't wrong. It's just how I feel.
Well, then you need to straighten them out.
You're the one that makes me feel this way.
I don't care what psychologists say. You can't validating bad behavior. It's just like with children. You cannot validate bad behavior.
Oh, so now I'm a child?
You act like a child?
I am not a child. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Well, how come you don't swallow my like a grown-ass woman? I tell you what I was wrong about.
What?
Settling for you.
There are times I have to remind myself. Role play. Last one kind of stopped. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com as well. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just pretty much all across the social media. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
Okay, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.